10% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's Talk Radio Review Time. The charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of February 18th to the 22nd. Believe it or not, the last full week of the second month of 2019. Joining in the conversation, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, and Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington at Radio America. All right, let's get started. Jennifer is here, but she doesn't have the whole hour to spend with us, so she's usually pretty good at talking about the things going on in Washington because of her other job as the morning co-host on The Answer in Los Angeles. So, Jen, the declaration of an emergency on the border is number one this week, according to Talkers Magazine. Is it really, or are they just saying that?
Well, I think that's up to opinion. I believe that it is actually an emergency. I live in the state of California, and we see stories all the time. The immigration courts are backlogged despite the Trump administration's attempt to get judges to hear more cases. There are still 800,000 cases deep. And so that, I think, constitutes an emergency in and of itself, and that doesn't even take into account the human trafficking, the drugs that are coming across the border, both at legal and illegal points, ports of entry. So I think there is an argument to be made that there is an emergency going on, but Democrats and critics of the president are trying to fight this, even some people in his own party. And the big story, I think, for the next couple of days, maybe next couple of weeks, is will the Republican Party stick with Trump or will they split? The Democrats, led by Nancy Pelosi in the House, are putting together a bill to take away the president's authority to declare this national emergency, to kind of put an injunction in place. And if that goes through the House, which it most likely will with Democratic support, it'll go to the Senate. And that's where the trouble will begin, because Republicans will be put on record to either stand with the president and the national emergency or distance themselves, which could create a fracture once again in the Republican Party, which has seen itself healing over the last several years, probably last year and a half or so after the 2016 election. So that'll be something to watch over the next couple of weeks. And of course, 16 attorneys general also filed a lawsuit trying to do a legal injunction into the president's ability to declare this national emergency.
All right, one individual story about this woman who went to Syria or into the Middle East to join ISIS, who claims to be an American citizen. The Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says, you can forget about coming back here. You aren't a citizen. You're not entitled to come back here. Hello, what have you been doing with the last few years of your life? So you can kiss your butt goodbye, lady, at least as far as America is concerned. And I don't think people, no matter what side they're on, find fault with this. Am I right? How do you find fault with it in the first place?
I think she was committed to ISIS. She married, I think, three different ISIS fighters. And now she said, well, I made a mistake.
Time?
I took... No, different times. And then one of them ultimately fathered a child with her. But I think now she says, I made the mistake, and now I was fighting terror on the wrong side. I want to come back.
Too bad.
I can't imagine how you let her come back.
Too bad.
You know, it's not like you declared allegiance to the wrong college football team. This is ISIS.
Well, and it's also the
there's no coming back.
The threats that she made and the tweets that she sent were just outrageous. I mean, she called for just bloody murder of American troops. You can't just go, oh, I changed my mind. I don't really think that way anymore.
It takes a lot of balsam to do that, though, Richie.
Yeah, absolutely it does. So,
and it's easy to fight this, I think, legally. I think the Trump administration is going to be right here because she doesn't even have a U.S. passport. So whether or not you can argue she's
a citizen or naturalized, she doesn't have
a passport.
Yeah. Is the system that fakakta that other people have come in?
She thinks she's a citizen, and her dad says she had a passport, said she had two passports and a birth certificate. But, you know, she's the
daughter. Two American passports?
She's the daughter of a diplomat, and they say the rules mean that she's not a citizen. So, however she got the passports or whether she really did or not.
All right, Victoria Jones, you've been quiet on this. What do you think?
Oh, she's gone and get coffee. She'll be back.
Oh, she has. Okay, all right. That's good. Nice to know. Okay, next up here, Jennifer, the Trump investigation coming to an end, number two this week on the countdown. There are 10 things on the item list. Number two is what appears to be the swan song for Mr. Mueller. Is it really going to be the end of the road?
We can hope. It's been a little too much. It won't be the end of the road. It might be the end of Mueller. CNN reported this last week that the end of the investigation was near, that Robert Mueller will turn in his report sometime in the coming week. And this is pretty consistent with other reporting. NBC said that he would be done by mid-February. I think there are a lot of media outlets who think that this is coming to an end. And you can tell because they've been asking Democrats like Adam Schiff, who heads up the Intelligence Committee in the House and who is my congressman in California. They asked him this past Sunday on, I think it was on ABC, or maybe the State of the Union on CNN. They said, if this Mueller report is coming out, are you going to accept the results? And his answer was basically no. And so I think you're going to see this report not being the end of investigations, if anything.
Right,
it'll probably be the beginning of some. But, you know, what's interesting is I think a lot of people think that the report's going to be dropped on them. And truly what happens is that the report's given to the new Attorney General, William Barr, who will present a summary to the House and the Senate. That's when the leaks will start about what's in it. And you can probably imagine, you know, I can't imagine anything new and earth-shaking that we don't already know about. I think if there was something so dramatic, it would have probably already been leaked. But people will be looking to see why Mueller didn't indict President Trump, the reasons for that. So that'll be the big piece of interest.
Nothing to.
Or he may think that you can't indict a sitting president, and that's what people are going to be looking for.
Mm-hmm. Well, Schiff, happy to spend more American dollars. All right, Victoria, you want to weigh in on this?
Yes. Well, there's quite a big line of thinking that the Mueller report may well be a roadmap that would naturally lead to further investigations by Congress, which is charged with oversight. So if they feel that there are reasons for them to do that, they might do that. Mueller may well feel that he cannot indict a sitting president. That's quite likely that he does feel that. We don't know what he thinks or feels because Mueller hasn't leaked. I mean, there have not been leaks.
So then why are we
speculating? Mueller is not a leaker. Because that's what we do. We're like that. We're like that. But one thing we can talk about, a couple of things that have happened. One very interesting thing that came out from Andrew McCabe that has not been who was the former acting director of the FBI, who has a new book out, who appeared on the Today Show on Tuesday this week. He said for the first time that he told the Gang of Eight, who are the eight most senior members of Congress, he said, including Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, that the FBI opened a counterintelligence investigation into President Trump after the firing of James Comey, and he said that none of them even tried to object. Now, what is interesting about that is that none of them, subsequent to Andrew McCabe saying that on the Today Show, has said in the several days following that, yes, we did try to object. Nobody has said that. So I think we can take it from that, that that is accurate, because that they did not try to object.
It's no surprise. The only name that surprises me on this list of the Gang of Eight that didn't object to that is Devin Nunes, because Devin Nunes has been kind of out in front of this. He was the one that even got the information about this deep state and the spying and started this whole FISA investigation. People called him a conspiracy theorist, but it turned out to be absolutely true what he brought to light. But it surprises me that he would let that go. Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan doesn't surprise me so much. I mean, if we're talking about swamp dwellers, I think there are two that have been living there for a while.
The fascinating story of the week, of course, is Trump friend Roger Stone, who of course is a longtime Republican operative who appeared in court on Thursday about an Instagram post of a federal judge to be an image of crosshairs in the corner, which everybody knows was an image of crosshairs, even though he later tried to claim it was a Celtic cross and then said it was an occult symbol, and appeared in court saying under oath, well, yes, he'd looked at the photo before he posted it and said a volunteer had chosen it, and then said, well, he picked out the photo from a group of several provided to him by a volunteer he couldn't name. These were volunteers he worked with only 4 days before. And the judge, Amy Berman Jackson, was having absolutely none of this. As like said, this is not baseball. There will be no third chance. Basically saying, if you cannot abide by this, I'll be forced to change your surroundings so you have no temptations.
All right. Well, I think he's needs some psychological help as much as anything else. I always thought there was something wrong with him. I have thought that for a number of years. The guy presents himself as a buffoon, and he is, but there's something deeper to his. It's kind of like the, we'll talk about this Jesse Smollett case later on, same thing with him. He needs some attention, some psychological attention. This, the Talk Radio Review at 17 past the hour. If you're ready to jumpstart your weight loss program, you've tried a couple of things since the first of the year. You went to join the gym and you found that boring or too much work. And then you went on one of the weight loss programs, Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers. And yeah, it takes the weight off, but as soon as you stop, weight comes right back again. Would you like a solution to your weight problem? I think you might be interested in knowing how to lose weight, feel great, and keep the weight off. The way to do that is to use Calitrin. Calitrin is a family company, been around for 30 years, helping people in a healthy way lose the weight. What happens with the main ingredient of Calitrin, as it is collagen, your body's number one protein? You need that, but you stop making it, so you need a supplement once you get into your 30s and 40s. So supplementing with this not only helps you lose weight, it also gives you joint support, because collagen is all about your joints and that sort of thing. Good for your... what ails you? If you have got acid reflux, collagen's great for that as well. So let's get to the bottom line here. Toploss.com is their website for Calitrin. You can go there right now and use the code DJV and get a 90-day supply of Calitrin at the regular price, another 90 days free. This happens from now to the end of the month. Go to Toploss.com, get in on this program, lose the weight, and then keep it off. Maintain your weight. No adverse effects whatsoever. 90-day supply plus a 90-day supply. You pay for one, get two. Use the code DJV. Lose the weight guaranteed by ordering at toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. mile. Power swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your power swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. 5 featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese. Vintage Public House now offers Sunday brunch with tasty brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now to continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with our panel, Victoria Jones here from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. Doug Steffen from the DJV program and a cast of thousands from other programs that I do. The list goes on and on and on. This is one of the programs I'm most proud of, though, and I've been doing for a long time, working with Michael Harrison on the Countdown and working here to kind of get our two cents worth in things that you've all been thinking, hopefully we're saying, when it comes to these top stories, the top 10. Number 10, let me just go through the list. I never do this, and I always think at the end of the hour, okay, why didn't I do that? So the sports talk radio stuff at number 10, NCAA hoops action. I thought it was pretty interesting this week. The story about referees fixing basketball games and how that happens or has happened. And
what a shock.
And the question that I have, though, is why should they go to jail? Why is the government involved in this at all? I don't see if this is an interleague,
gambling, racketeering problem. Because it's all done because of gambling. It's not done.
It's very naughty.
Well, there you have it.
I guess that sums that up pretty well. All right, number 9.
It's the mob, basically. Yeah. And Vegas, yeah, the Vegas mob, yeah, working it.
Yeah, great. So the
Can we add the shoe splitting incident?
Oh,
that
my goodness.
Big. That even got my attention.
Did you see, Doug, a college basketball player had a shoe, a Nike shoe, blow out on him like Wednesday or something.
I didn't see that. Really?
And he ended up hurting his knee because of it. He went down hard and hurt his knee. Nike stock has dropped. They've lost like $1 billion
in
stock because of this incident since Wednesday.
Good Lord.
It was like a freakoid thing. It's never going to happen again. And so embarrassing for him. President Obama's sitting right there.
Really? In his new outfit?
Yeah.
Did you see the president's new outfit? The president's got a new outfit. Kind of been touted for having a new outfit.
I don't keep up on the...
He has a new look.
I don't know what the president was wearing.
But
the styles
look.
Of the
leather.
Presidents.
It's kind of leathery.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. All right. Number nine... is the continuing saga of this whole business of what the Washington Post printed about what happened in Covington and this kid. Does anybody really understand the nuance here, really and truly? This is something I think that's been overreported and it hasn't been oversimplified. It's just been overreported. And that happens a lot.
The kid feels dissed, so he wants multi-million dollars.
Yeah, $215 million or something.
Well, I would go after them. I mean, look at what happened here. Basically, every major media outlet in the country created this narrative that this kid was some MAGA racist and taunting an Indian elder, where, in fact, everybody had to admit a week later it wasn't the fact at all, that he was just sitting there waiting for his bus, and the craziness that was going on around them came to them because they had the hats on and taunted them. I would absolutely go after the Washington Post, and I would sue for $1 billion to try and shut that rag down.
Yeah,
I think the truth is somewhere in between what was originally reported and how Richie just stated it. I think the truth is somewhere
we
between.
Know one
I
thing,
think a trial
the truth isn't what they reported.
Yeah.
At all.
No, they reported. Back to the truth or facts. Speaking of buses, school bus driver crashed late in the week after a drug overdose while he was driving the school bus in Newark, New Jersey. I always love those things, the crazy stuff. Where did they find? I used to be in the school bus business.
That is
hard
to me. Is that
finding.
It's more serious than the damage that was done to this
maybe
student?
Yeah, that's kind of why I brought it up, Victoria. 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really worked, and it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. www.johnboehner.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McLean News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth a ride.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The business of talk radio in the focus here. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company and Rich McFadden, also in D.C. at Radio America, going through the big stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. You can find this list published at talkers.com. And there's a list of people also, top 10. I'm going to just run through that list quickly, and then we'll go back to our list. I always want to go through it, and then I stop on some of them. Nick Sandman is number 10, Jeff Bezos 9, Vladimir Putin is 8 on the list, Laura Logan is number 7, Bernie Sanders 6, Jesse Smollett is 5, Robert Mueller is 4. Oh, my God. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, just go away, will you please?
Never. She's a dude. She number is three. A superstar now. She is here forever.
Yeah, good for her. Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump. I asked on the air this week, Victoria, whether or not Nancy Pelosi had had work done on her, and I was soundly criticized by my three female colleagues on the DJV show for asking a sexist question. Would you ask the question if Donald Trump had had
Mitch McConnell
on his face? Yeah, I don't think it's a sexist question at all.
I think we can answer that question about Mitch McConnell, actually, Richie.
He should, yeah. But he hasn't.
That's the answer. But with Donald Trump, it's a bit, well, if you read, well.
She likes that.
I think we know the answer with Donald Trump.
But the answer is?
Oh, yes. She thinks yes. Yeah.
Really?
No, because if you read some of the accounts of his breakup with his first wife, there are references in it to
really?
Him.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think most of the time men who get work done on their faces, it is really bad. They come out of it. I don't know why it is with men that come out so much worse. Robert Redford's an example. There are a number of people that we all know, faces have changed literally because of the work they had done. However, that's not on the list of the top 10 stories, so let's get back to that. The Amazon.
I have one other thing that's not on the list because I'm so upset I can't speak.
Yeah, really?
Botswana is thinking of hunting elephants for pet food.
Good.
That's it. I've said it.
Make sure we stay away from Botswana then. That would be a good reason not to go. I think there is. I read a story in National Geographic on the plane a week or so ago.
We're not talking about it. Let's move on.
Yeah, no, we are going to talk about it for a minute. Push my button. The National Geographic story focused on all the Americans who go over to hunt these big game. Botswana is one of them. And some of the other places where they go. And there was a picture of a man who lived in Virginia, Richie,
with the baby
who had 100 stuffed animals in his house. Giraffes, tigers, lions, cougars, all kinds of stuff that he was proud to say he killed. I don't get anybody.
In the back of a truck that can do 70 miles an hour if they need to get away, with a gun from.
This is what upset me when I saw that astonishing picture of the Black Panther that they hadn't photographed or seen for 100 years. I saw this, we saw these amazing pictures last week. I was so thrilled to see the pictures of this Black Panther. And then I immediately thought, oh, my God, these awful hunters are now going to want to go and kill it.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a picture last week of a guy with a baby elephant. How do you kill a baby elephant?
I'm not listening to this. I'm a bad dude, man.
Look at this elephant I killed. Look, a little teeny Dumbo.
Come on, these people.
Hey, if you're going to hunt, you better eat it. That's my only rule.
If you're going to hunt, you better arm the animal.
Yeah, well, no, the animals are armed, but if you're in the back of a pickup truck and you have some tour guide and the animals are trapped within a 100-acre farm.
I think you should just give the animals guns and bombs.
Hunting is a great thing. Trophy hunting, not so much.
Nah. All right, let's keep moving here. Number 8 on the countdown list is the Amazon breakup with New York City. And that's why the aforementioned Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez is in the focus, because she, as immature and naive as she is, thinks this is a big victory for New York. It may be for some people.
This could hurt the Democrats badly.
Yeah.
How do you campaign on, we support job growth and we are the party that will help grow jobs, and at the same time telling Amazon we don't want you and take your 25,000 jobs?
That's what Ocasio-Cortez is going to, until she grows up and loses the naivete streak of a 27-year-old, until she's going to continue to trip on her tongue because of things that you, just exactly what you said, Richie, not thinking about what the long-term impact is of these actions. So, and there's a lot, there were reasons not to do it, for sure. There were some good reasons not to do it. It was a 9-to-1 financial win. Yeah.
For the $3 billion it was going to cost them, they were going to get $27 billion back.
Yep. There you go. Number 7. Yeah. Pukin Putin is threatening the U.S. Like, hello, what planet are you on, pal? If we have more threats to Russia from Europe, he's going to not feel bad about using missiles. What a jerk. All he does is talk. And
this is what happens when you end nuclear deals.
Yeah.
Hello? Well, I mean, you have a nuclear deal, you end a nuclear deal, then all bets are off.
But the nuclear deal was over before it really even started. That's the whole problem.
Nobody paid any attention to it. Those guys weren't paying any attention to it any more than the Iranians.
Right, even we didn't pay any attention to it.
We made with them. Yeah, none.
And by the way, Mueller handed over uranium to the Russians. I read it on the internet yesterday.
And so it must be true.
It is. A story confirmed.
The story's out there. And it's part true.
Number six, which in my mind, this is the most important story of the week. I'm not Talkers Magazine. I don't make the decisions. I'm just telling you from my perspective, this whole Catholic Church thing, which has been going on as long as there have been Catholic priests around, you can go back to the whole organization, what a bunch of thieves. They've been stealing everything, including virginity from young boys. But you go back to when they first started in the second, third century. They stole Jesus, basically, who was not a... He wouldn't, if he came back to Earth, the first thing he'd do is go to a synagogue because he was a Jew. So, oh, no, that's the Catholics claim him for their own. And they steal all of the pagan holidays and create this religion based on pomp and circumstance. Meanwhile, they got $5 billion worth of treasures under the Vatican. At least I hand it to the Pope. Although it was a guffaw when it came to Bernard Law and his funeral, the Pope is, I still think, probably the best all-around leader that we have in the world today. And he's the first one of these guys to actually deal with what the problem is, whether he can solve it or not.
Well, he sees that the church is no more if they don't do something about
right.
it.
It is.
They basically backed into a corner.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm naming my me and some guys in the neighborhood have a little thing we call quote unquote band. I'm naming my band Stealing Jesus now. Thank you.
Good for you, Rich.
Yeah. Good name. Yeah. So it's not just little boys. You know, it's little girls too. And you know, we're now getting all these stories coming out that we didn't really know much about before. Well, we'd sort of guessed, but now we're hearing about them, about the raping of nuns by priests.
Yes.
Yep. Well, I tell you, Richie knows this story. I don't know if you do, Victoria. You and I have known each other for a long time. I don't know if I ever told you the story. My one and only wife had been a nun for 5 years when she came out of the convent. First person she met was me, and we got married 3 months later. She had an affair with a priest, who still is a priest. Matter of fact, he runs a very important part of the Catholic Church. I'm going to tell you what the division is, but he's still there. And, it was sort of part of what went on. It's an unnatural state. Men and women together are going to want to get together. And so for whatever reason, somebody way back when said, well, we have to, because Jesus was celebrate, the priest said, Jesus wasn't celebrate. So,
we don't know that. Maybe
baloney.
Was. And there's nothing wrong intrinsically with voluntary celibacy.
Voluntary, yeah. Voluntary.
Exactly.
You don't have to be a priest. You can volunteer the priesthood knowing that you have to be celibate. Yes. That's like the NFL now. When they sign players, they know they're going to get the crap kicked out of them. So don't complain later on about you got a brain problem. You are signing on the dotted line for X number of dollars, and part of the deal is you get the crap kicked out of you. But that doesn't mean that kids who are in junior high school and high school playing football know that. And the same thing is true here. Some of these kids, the altar boys, they didn't sign up for that.
No, they didn't sign up for anything.
No. All right. 44 after the hour. I want to leave a great impression on people. The smile that you have. Victoria's got a great smile. Richie's got a great smile. Power Swabs will ensure you have a great smile as well. Power Swabs. Developed by a dentist, used to use it in his office, had such fabulous luck with it that he started making it available to other dentists. And they bought it, and they were using it, charging their customers $1,000 for a nice white teeth routine. Well, Dr. Ginniger said, you know what, I think I'll make this available to the general public. So that's where Power Swabs came from. Clinically studied, uses a natural patented tooth detergent and a whitening agent to lighten your teeth. Get rid of those ugly yellow teeth. You've been smoking, drinking, coffee, tea, wine, all that stuff. Let's not use the messy strips or trays. Let's use power swabs. Snap the tube, take the Q-tip, put it on your teeth, and 5 minutes later, you'll see the difference. And just keep doing it. Every 5, 6, 7 days, 10, 12 times, you will really notice the difference. Power swabs, 800-208-1797. That's the only way to get them. Use the DJV code, and they will charge you half of what normally people pay for the retail value of power swabs. 800-208-1797. Kind of a twist on reality with other advertisers. You don't go online. You don't have any special. There's nothing that you can do other than make a phone call and order these things directly. 800-208-1797 for power swabs. Get the whitest teeth possible and save money. 50% of the retail price by using the code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown with the stories from Talkers Magazine Top 10. And we'll go through them if you like. At number 10, Sports Talk Radio, the NBA, the NCAA. What's going on as the Fruit Leagues get started? Major baseball games this weekend for the first time. It's spring training. Number 9, the Covington Catholic family suing Washington Post. Not going to get anywhere with that, but it's interesting conversation. The breakup of Amazon and their relationship with York City. Number 8. Number 7, Puke and Putin threatens the U.S. Number 6, the continuing focus on the Catholic Church and all those abuse scandals. Number 5, the Laura Logan journalism criticism story. Number 4, Jesse Smollett. Number 3, the Democratic hopefuls and all the money that's being raised by Bernie Sanders. Number 2, the investigation. And number 1, the border wall emergency. That's it. Top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine on the Countdown.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35 and 3/4 inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds on Calitran. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitran and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitran really worked. And it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitran. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitran's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. My Pillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, My Pillow's best deal. You buy one My Pillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com. Top 10 people, the list here is, it's always interesting. Some of these names you may or may not recognize as part of important stories. Number 10 on the countdown this week on the people list from Talkers Magazine, Nick Sandman. Number 9 is Jeff Bezos. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin, number 8. Lara Logan, the reporter, number 7. Bernie Sanders, number 6. Would he raise $4 million this week when he announced he was going to run? Jesse Smollett, sad sack. Man, that's a tough story. Number 5. Robert Mueller is number 4 on the list. Alexandria Cortez, what's her face? AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Nancy Pelosi is number 2 on the list, and number 1 is Donald Trump. That's the people list, the official list from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, a couple of other things here. The aforementioned Jesse Smollett case is number 4. I don't want to waste any more time on that. On the countdown
whoa, whoa,
from Talk
whoa,
of
I haven't had my chance. Come on.
Oh, you haven't?
Now,
oh, come
bro,
on.
Dog.
This guy needs
the guy
news.
Ruined it for everybody is mad at him. Everybody. Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. What's your face said it perfectly. You just ruined Black History Month.
Empire.
No.
Well, Black
History
Empire.
I mean, he ruined it for everybody's mad at him.
Why, well, he's why, an egomaniac, so and he needs psychological help.
He does need psychological help. Well, yeah, it's all about him. It's all yeah. all he wanted to do right. was bring attention to himself. So right. he has hurt African-Americans in the case, and he's got white Americans mad. It's just everybody's mad at the dude.
Can't
everybody's
be
mad at him, and they should be mad at him, and he should be prosecuted to the full extent
yep.
of the law.
He needs to also have psychological help. That's what he needs more than anything else. All right,
I'm
the
sure
only
they
other
have
thing,
a good program in prison.
No, they don't, as a matter of fact. They have terrible programs in prison.
I know they don't.
Number 3 on the countdown list this week are the hopefuls running for president. The list gets longer and longer and longer.
Bernie!
And longer.
I love
Vote
it.
Vote for me,
thing.
Right? Victoria for president!
I'm going to donate to Bernie's campaign just for fun.
Bernie. Are you really? That'd be good.
Absolutely. Oh.
Bernie
How
for
many
president.
Are there now? Are we in 23 figures yet?
23. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
February 22nd, 1982. Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy. To be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. 5 featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese. Vintage Public House now offers Sunday brunch with tasty brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, vintagereading.com, located at the corner of Market and Sacramento across from the Cascade Theater.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's our 53 after the hour. Time for us to review the top 5 tech stories of the week. For your listening and dancing pleasure, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Starting at number 5, working to number 1 on the list of the hot stories, the word love. What did we find out about the word love in dating profiles, Victoria?
Well, the word love is pretty powerful, and, you know, our lives are becoming more and more governed by algorithms. Everything we do on social media is run pretty much by an algorithm. Dating websites are even more so. Everything is based on the algorithm. And it turns out algorithms respond really well to the word love. So they say, according to scientific research, that you should follow a 70-30 rule on your dating profile. 70% should be about you. 30% should be what you're looking for in a partner. And And you should also talk about music you like, things that you love doing, you know, if you like cooking, your hobbies, things like that. And you should use the L word. Men and women who use the words love, romance, or romantic, or other synonyms similar to that, have more success online, especially if you use the word love. That's the one that the algorithm picks up. So if you say, I love my friends, I love my family, things like that. And, of course, the other L word, don't lie in your profile about anything, because that always comes back to haunt you. And so the best way, they say, to deal with these dating algorithms is a practice called the optimal stopping theory. What this means is, if you're going through 100 dating profiles, reject the first 37%, then select the next person who's better than everybody else that you've come across so far, and that actually puts you in a new algorithm that gives you the highest odds of finding your best option without wasting too much time. So there is a science to online dating.
Number four this week is a focus on Twitter and an option when it comes to some of those old tweets of yours.
Yeah, this is becoming more and more of an issue, especially in light of the Jussie Smollett comments that people have made in support or against him as this whole week has gone on and unfolded. Twitter doesn't have an edit button, which is the number one complaint people have about Twitter. And so you either leave if you make a spelling mistake, or if something you write gets taken out of context, you're either stuck with it or you delete it altogether. And so the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, says that Twitter's thinking about some kind of feature that would let people go back and add a clarification or an annotation to the old tweets. Now, we think about Kevin Hart. His old tweets have really taken a hit on his career. He's no longer hosting the Oscars because of old tweets. And so many celebrities have fallen victim to this. And so Twitter is trying to figure out if there is a proper way that you can go back and add context to your old tweets and perhaps show in some way how you've grown or changed since whatever offensive tweet that you put out there. So I think it would be a good thing. It's still complicated, but something should definitely be done with an editing feature.
All right, next up on the hit parade here, getting closer to number one. Number three is something new that's being tested by Instagram.
Yep, Instagram wants to help you make donations to your favorite charities, and they've added, they're working on a potential donation button that will be featured in the Stories feature on Instagram, and this will be similar to what Facebook offers with its fundraising and donation tools for charity or personal reasons. It's another way that social media is connecting to charities, which I think is great, and this makes it easier for people to donate to a select group of vetted charities that Instagram will be in charge of, and so I think it's a nice way to help spread the word for good causes.
Number two, Gmail redesigning.
Yeah, a lot of people are not happy with this redesign. Gmail did a big redesign. They cleaned the whole thing up. They made it very stark looking. They took out most of, if not all, of the color. It's all white now. A lot of people say it's way too bright when you open up the Gmail app. It is available for all Android users right now, and so a lot of people are saying that it's just too much, it's too bright, and they need to turn their screens down, which is not great, and that certainly makes it very clunky.
Clunky. Number one, Samsung and the Galaxy Buds. Inexpensive, huh?
Well, it's cheaper than the Apple AirPods, for sure. Samsung had a really big week. They have a lot of buzz. They have a folding new cell phone, that smartphone, that you can, if you want to open it up, it doubles the size of the screen. It's very cool. It's sort of being called the new flip phone. So, Doug, you might be intrigued by that because you love
flip
phones.
Yay, flip phones. We love those.
But the coolest thing that they came out with this week are the Galaxy Buds. Now, these are completely wireless earbuds. They're $129 as opposed to Apple $150, and they will be on sale starting March 8th. They are completely wireless. You can actually just plop them onto a wireless charger, and they have a longer battery life, and apparently they're even more comfortable in your ears than the Apple AirPods, which a lot of people have complained about, too.
All right, so that's a good note to communicate. Especially when you're on a plane, those things are important to have. Keep the other noise out of the screaming kids behind you. Oof. 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is Tracy Edwards. Join the Reading Rancheria for its 2019 Black and White Year to Remember, Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards presentations, and silent auction. Celebrate the 51 organizations who we were able to help in 2018. One organization receiving an additional gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. So come experience the Reading Rancheria Black and White Year to Remember, Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Call Maria Orozco at 242-4516 for info or tickets.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Involvement. On Fox News Sunday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will continue to lead international pressure on Nicolas Maduro.
The American people have been most generous, providing a couple hundred tons of food, medicine, hygiene kits for the Venezuelan people. And then we'll continue to build out the global coalition to put force behind the voice of the Venezuelan people.
Yeah, but after activists failed to penetrate government blockades and deliver the aid yesterday, Guaido says he'll meet tomorrow in Colombia's capital, Bogota, with Vice President Mike Pence on the sidelines of an emergency summit of leaders of the so-called Lima Group to discuss Venezuela's crisis. R. Kelly's attorney says the R&B singer will not get out of jail now until Monday or Tuesday, as arrangements are being made for him to pay the $100,000 bail needed to free him while he awaits trial for aggravated sexual abuse. Kelly sold over 75 million records in his career, but is having trouble raising the money needed to pay on his $1 million bond. Gas is a dime higher in the last 2 weeks, but fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says it's still less than what we were paying a year ago.
Prices have been hiking for 6 weeks now, a total of 13 cents, but it doesn't feel awfully high for motorists because the average is still 15 cents lower than it was 1 year ago.
Lundberg blames the jump on a rise in crude oil costs. The highest gas that Lundberg found, San Francisco at $3.38 a gallon, the lowest in Baton Rouge, Louisiana at $2.03. And if you drive a diesel, you're paying 3 cents more than you were 2 weeks ago, the average price $3.04. More at townhall.com.
Hi, we're here with Alexander Green, four-time best-selling author and chief investment strategist of the Oxford Club. Alex is a stock-picking legend. He called six of the best stocks of the past 20 years, including Apple, Intuitive Surgical, Netflix, Verion, Amazon, and Celgene. Now, Alex, I understand you're targeting a new stock.
Yes, it's a cutting-edge tech company making blockbuster deals. I'm talking about $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump himself even calls what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of it because this $3 stock trades under a secret name.
Alex just got on stage in front of a packed crowd to talk about this secret stock, and you can see his free presentation at OneStockRetirement.com. Don't wait on this. We expect the stock to make big national news in March. Go to OneStockRetirement.com now.
British Prime Minister Theresa May announced today she's delaying a vote on her Brexit deal in Parliament, saying it should now take place by March 12th, a little more than 2 weeks before the UK is due to leave the European Union. May says her team's been working hard on securing a deal with the EU that could help prevent Britain from leaving the bloc without a deal.
We've made good progress with the European Union and with the Commission. As you know, I and ministers were in Brussels last week. My team will be returning to Brussels on Tuesday. We've been working on how we can deal with the issue that has been raised by Parliament of ensuring that the Northern Ireland backstop cannot be indefinite.
May talked with reporters as she was traveling to Egypt for an EU Arab League summit and talks with European Council President Donald Tusk. She says her negotiating team would return to Brussels Tuesday for negotiations aimed at wringing concessions out of her reluctant EU partners. More at townhall.com. In NASCAR's second weekend on the track, the revamped Ford Mustang gets its first win, courtesy of an ailing driver.
Brad Keselowski spent the weekend battling the flu, but when the checkered flag flew at Atlanta Motor Speedway, he was the driver to take it. Keselowski grabbed the lead from his teammate Joey Logano with 33 laps to go and then held off a late charge from Martin Truex Jr. for his second win in 3 years at Atlanta. It's also the first win for the brand new Ford Mustang. Kyle Larson led the most laps, but a speeding on pit road penalty cost him his shot at the win. Kurt Busch finished third. Brett McMillan, Hampton, Georgia.
On the links, Dustin Johnson closed with a 5-under 66 for a five-shot win over Rory McIlroy in the PGA's Mexico Championship. Martin Traynor wins the Puerto Rico Open for his first PGA title, closing with a 5-under 67. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Christian students who attend public schools should be knowledgeable about their legal rights to share their testimony and the good news of Jesus Christ. Pacific Justice Institute has prepared a valuable resource for you. Go to pji.org and download our free ebook titled Reclaim Your School.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He's going to run through the list of the top 10 stories, as he does every week at this time with you, and then the top 10 people list. We'll talk about the big stories, some of the things that are going on in the world of news talk radio, all of that a part of this exciting action-packed adventure we call the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So, Michael, you're ready to thrill us, chill us, and therefore you can take it away.
Here we are with the thrills and spills of the theater of the mind. At number 10, we have the National Basketball Association and the NCAA hoops action. Number 9, the Covington Catholic family sues the Washington Post. At number 8, we have the Amazon New York City breakup. At number 7, we have Putin threatening the United States and unrest in Venezuela. At number 6, we have the Catholic Church abuse scandals and the big meeting of the Catholic leaders at the Vatican. At number 5, we have the Lara Logan journalism criticism. At number 4, the Jussie Smollett case. At number 3, the 2020 Democratic hopefuls keep entering the race. At number 2, the Trump-Russia investigation looming now on the horizon. It's about to break, so they say. And we have at number 1, the border wall emergency declaration. Among the people that we've been talking about on talk radio, number 10, Nick Sandman, the kid in that lawsuit. At number 9, Jeff Bezos. At number 8, Vladimir Putin. Lara Logan at 7. Bernie Sanders at 6. He's a candidate and he's raising a ton of dough. Jussie Smollett at number 5. At number 4, Robert Mueller and Roger Stone. Number 3, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. Number 1, Donald Trump. Interesting array of characters and stories, and the beat goes on.
All right, so every week you, Michael Harrison, do the honors on several great News Talk radio stations. You're asked to fill in, do programs. How do you prepare? What do you use? And what do you find many of the hosts use as preparatory information? Where do they get the information? Where do you get the information that you use to discuss on the air?
Well, I get it by the fact that I'm wired constantly just for my job. I mean, I'm a walking, talking issues machine because I'm the publisher of Talkers and editor in chief, and information is constantly coming to me. So I have a staff doing it. And they do the work. I'm always prepared because, yep. As a matter of fact, that's why I began doing fill-in again, is because I've got all this prep. I don't sit there and go, oh my gosh, I'm going to be on the air. What am I going to talk about? At any given moment, I could tell you what's going on, and I'm not boasting. It's my job. It's what I do. So I get a lot of the information from talk radio itself. I have an instinct as to what talk show hosts talk about. I also have an instinct as a programmer as to what listeners want. That being said, I'd say most of the hosts on the air in News Talk Radio get their input from, believe it or not, newspapers and cable television news outlets. Mm-hmm. They watch Fox News. They are very interested in CNN and MSNBC. They go to aggregate websites such as Matt Drudge, and they look at different articles. They read The Times of Washington, The Post of Washington, The New York Times. They just absorb a lot of information from a lot of different places, and usually wind up talking about the same things. For example, this Jussie Smollett case. Toward the end of the week, that was the number one topic everywhere.
Yep.
It just happens. It's birds of a feather flock together. All the news, no matter where
you
go,
does it deserve to be, or is that a question? Is that the right word? Does that attention given to this man, who obviously needs psychological help, the people who are calling for him to be hung by his nose or whatever it is, this guy is not different than Roger Stone, in my view, in that they both need serious psychological help. And so we look at these things and we sort of tear them apart on a not very sophisticated level, very superficial, all this stuff. The Laura Logan thing, I think you can make an argument about that being pretty superficial. And even Putin saying, we're going to bomb you if you threaten us in Europe. I mean, come on. Who believes any of that stuff? But yet we make something out of it because it's entertaining. It's entertaining.
It really is a spectator sport. Now, I don't want to jinx us and say, you know, that Putin's not going to bomb us or that I don't think he's going to bomb us either. But
any more than
I don't like to diminish the importance of the threats that are around us. On the other hand, I am not a catastrophizer, personally.
Well, but we don't discuss the threats in real term. We don't look at the psychological makeup of somebody like Putin to try to figure out how to work around him or through him. We just fuel the flames by giving him what he wants, and that's attention. The guy is an attention pig, the same as Jussie Smollett is or Roger Stone or any of these other. Maybe you can go through the list of all the people who are on this. Look at the list of 10 people. Is there anybody there, other than maybe Mueller, who's not an attention pig? I don't know, Nick Sandman.
The attention pigs.
Right.
Well, I don't know if Nick Sandman is. I don't want to get sued. He's a lovely young man.
Well, that's why I'm not.
Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos is obviously an attention pig. Vladimir Putin, I don't know what makes him tick. Lara Logan, don't know much about her. Bernie Sanders definitely loves attention.
Right.
Smollett is definitely off kilter. Mueller, I don't know about. Roger Stone, Is he something? His very pictures make my skin crawl.
The first time I ever saw him, I thought, this guy is troubled. That's what I thought when I looked at him and listened to him. He's troubled. And I think maybe even Alexandria, what's her face? AOC, as they're now calling her. There's something
AOC. She's like up there with CCR and BSET.
Yeah. Yeah. Determined to make. I mean, God love her. At this point in her life, she's 27 years old to have all the attention that she does. But I think there's something lacking. I think there's something missing there.
You mean like life experience and knowledge?
Well, that.
She's got a great personality. She's very charismatic, and in theory,
she's annoying as hell. But anyway.
Well, I don't see it that way. I get a kick out of her. In theory, she says things that are right. Let's not diminish goodwill, progressive thinking, liberalism in terms of the idea of these things. But she's not rooted in fiscal reality.
Right. Yeah. And she's hurt the Democratic Party more in her cheerleading to get rid of the Amazon deal in New York City. When they come around trying to talk about jobs they've created, people are going to use that and nose in it.
Did you see the big billboard in Times Square? You know, thanks AOC for losing us 25,000 jobs.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The ratio was 9-1. What it was going to cost them to set this up in tax benefit, they were going to get back 9 times. And yet I don't want to make her the issue other than to say she's another one of these gas bags maybe she has a long career left. Can you see her around, like Nancy Pelosi is 78 years old. Can you see AOC around when she's 78?
I doubt it, but I don't see most people who are players in their 20s and 30s, even the 40s, being around when they're 70 in today's fast-paced replace the celebrity society. I don't know. She can go on to become a great leader. You don't know. I mean, Donald Trump went on to become president, and people were laughing at him. I am a little less cynical.
I'm not laughing at her. She just annoys me. I'm not laughing at any of these people.
Does she annoy you for the aforementioned reasons, or is it?
Yeah, because you said what I'm thinking. She doesn't have any experience and she doesn't have any knowledge. Other than that, she's swell.
Well, what has she got then? What is
and
it?
Whoopi
about her?
Goldberg said she has charisma. Whoopi Goldberg told her the first day she opened her mouth on The View to sit down, be quiet, and learn how to do your job. That was the last time she'd probably be on The View with Whoopi.
Yeah, or if she ever becomes president, Whoopi's going to have her taxes audited.
Whoopi is going to be the host of the Olympics. Of the Olympics, good day.
The Olympics, great. Whoopi gets around. Is Whoopi going to be the host of what?
Academy Awards. Academy Awards.
The Oscars?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. See, Mr. Know-It-All didn't even know that. When did that
All
take?
Right, 18 after the hour. Time for us to deal with a problem of you're not getting out of sleep. There are a lot of myths around about what it is that it takes to go to sleep, stay asleep. How many people wake up in the middle of the night more than once? How many of you wake up too early? How many of you wake up feeling tired? How many think sleep is a luxury? My job is too much. I have too many things on my mind. How many people rest their brains? I can go on and on and on with all of these questions. The answer to your concern about getting a good night's rest perhaps lies in what you're lying in and around, i.e. your pillows, your mattress, things like sheets, and all of the best are at MyPillow.com. You've heard many people, including yours truly, talk for years and years and years about the MyPillow experience. And then when you hear all the people, you go to their website, MyPillow.com, look at all the testimonials there are there. And there are hundreds of them, if not thousands of them, talking about the ultimate experience with pillows. How excited to get about pillows? Well, maybe not too excited, but how much good rest are you getting? You'll be excited if you wake up every morning like I do, feeling rested and wonderful, and that's what happens when you're sleeping on those MyPillows. Check them out. 50 to 55% off on many of the things that are in the catalog at MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com, use the code DJV, and save said amounts. Big savings, save lots of money, buy everything there at a discount using the code DJV.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really works, and it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's keep going here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to talk about talk. I'm Doug Steffen. I've always been told to shut up and play the music, or in this case, shut up and play the talk hits.
Shut up and talk.
Shut up and talk. May I go back for a second with you to something we were talking about with regard? I asked you a question because I knew you'd give us a pointed answer, and an answer that would help people understand how folks who do this for a living put their thoughts together. And are there part of the question, or what was sort of embedded in the question was, are there any new ideas? Or are we just many of us, many of them, many of the people who do this, just repeating the same thing that somebody else said that they heard or that they read? And then we look at the product aggregators. You use the term aggregate for Drudge. I think you can say that for the Huffington Post, for many others. And it gets back around to, where is the first thought? Is there anything that's new here? You know, you've heard that there are no original thoughts. Somebody's already thought this before you thought about it. And then, you know, we get into the age demographic of people who listen to News Talk Radio or some of the very popular hosts. And would we be able to change that? Do we need to change that by having somebody who's more of an original thinker? And people like Ben Shapiro that are new to the scene. Many people are listening to him now. I think he's on the afternoon on one of the networks on some of the big talk stations. Does he have anything new? Are people like that? Are they just doing what what Rush says, only they sound younger saying it?
There's a little bit of both going on. I do think that News Talk Radio missed the boat not capitalizing on the enormous number of people who are unhappy with Donald Trump and taking advantage of what MSNBC and CNN have done and built large audiences targeted to the resistance. I don't think Talk Radio was able to do that. However, talk radio has galvanized the people that love Trump and built that audience larger. So I think that there are more formats out there in terms of the news talk spectrum, since we're in an age when audiences are targeted for their already, you know, their preconceived feelings. It's more of an affirmation and a confirmation medium than it is expository. That being said, the news is what's changing every day. And with the changing of the news comes a changing of the views and the stories and the people. I mean, just the fact that you and I were talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's number three, and you're speculating on whether she'll be around when she's in her 70s. We never heard of this person a year ago, 2 years ago.
We didn't hear of Barack Obama until he decided to run for president. I mean, he ran Illinois, but
right. And as the 21st century has unfolded, names like Jeff Bezos. We used to have names, you know, like Bill Gates,
the old baseball players, Whitey Ford,
right. And before that you had the Rockefellers. I mean, the wheel is turning. It really is turning. Nancy Pelosi is now Speaker of the House. That, whoever thought that would happen again? Bernie Sanders is actually the financial front runner now. Things do change, Doug. They change rather rapidly. But I don't know. Sometimes I think you're a little cynical.
No. Me?
Moi?
Moi? How long have you known me? Was I always cynical? Do you think 25 years ago I was cynical?
Yes. I think that you're,
why are these people doing this? Who the hell is that one? Where's Andy Rooney when we need him?
This one annoys me.
Eight past.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. If you're worried because you have a child that wets the bed, take heart.
It is very common to have children be dry during the day and yet have persistent nighttime wetting. And you can see that up to, you know, age 6, 7, 8, 9.
Pediatric urologist Patricio Gagoyo says the belief that the child is too tired to wake up to go to the bathroom is a misconception.
Part of the reason we think this happens is these children are so asleep, their brain and sort of their brain function is so asleep that that the signal that their bladder's full doesn't seem to get to the right place, and so they have accidents.
Dr. Gogoyo says isolated wetting at night in an otherwise healthy child is no cause for alarm, but
if you get into issues where the child has a urologic history, has had a lot of urinary tract infections, or if there's daytime and nighttime wetting, that is a big, big alarm for us. That is when you really need to have a pediatric urologist evaluate them.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Another wild family event is coming to the Cascade Theater March 13th on the Trail of Big Cats. Follow photographer Steve Winter around the world as he searches for rare and dangerous tigers, leopards, and other giant cats. He'll share his images on the big screen along with terrifying and lighthearted stories of his adventures. Plus, Turtle Bay will be on hand with some wild surprises of their own. March 13th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. Five featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese. Vintage Public House now offers Sunday brunch with tasty brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
34 after the hour now is Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. Every week you can find the stories and the people that are deemed to be the most important listed at Talkers Magazine, where you can find also at Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, sort of in the middle of a conversation about the heart and soul of News Talk Radio and what programmers want. Do the programmers want what the people want? Maybe the question, Michael.
Well, when you say the people, I assume you mean the audience.
Listeners.
Yeah,
yes.
The listeners. Because I use this term a lot, targeted audiences.
Yeah.
And this is a change that's happened in the media in general. When you and I were kids, and when a lot of the people listening to this were kids or teenagers growing up, you know, we're all immigrants from the 20th century. News programs and even entertainment programs were geared toward what was called a general audience, and then you attracted those that would like it. As opposed to today, there's so much research that they study what groups there are out there, what thought processes are out there, what people want. And in many ways, people want affirmation and confirmation of their already held positions. And then they just feed them that. So programmers are obsessed with playing to the choir, preaching to the choir. And they call them P1s. That's the mm-hmm. core audience. You know, if the core audience doesn't like the attitude and the philosophy, then there's a problem. And that's the primary concern. Then after that, it's talent. After that, it's charisma. After that, it's speed of breaking news and original angles and all that. But there is this overriding concern to serve up what the audience wants. You're not going to hear Rachel Maddow on MSNBC suddenly say, you know something, Trump is making a lot of sense. I have to rethink my position.
Right.
You're not going to hear Rush Limbaugh say, you know, this gal, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, does make some very good points. You're not going to hear that kind of talk.
Okay, so could we correlate that with we're not going to likely hear 50 cents on a country station, or we're not going to hear
50 cents.
50 cents, excuse me. One, yeah. 51, 1 cent.
Go on. I just,
I'm so cool. Right. Yeah. I'm really impressing everybody. You know what I'm saying. The music stations have a format, and they have the hits, and so that's basically. But we only have one kind of talk radio hit station. It would seem as sort of.
Well, we have what's news talk radio on the commercial dial is predominantly conservative. It wasn't always that way. As a matter of fact, years ago it was predominantly liberal. There's nothing inherent about it that it has to be conservative, but, you know, there was once a time when every TV show on television was a Western, because they Westerns were popular, or...
Those are the good old days!
Or Hollywood thought that Westerns were popular. It becomes a self-perpetuating process. It's
sure
fascinating. So right now, at this time, commercial news talk radio is overwhelmingly conservative. There are a handful of progressive hosts surviving in the big time commercial radio world of news talk.
Stephanie Miller and
Tom Hartman. There are some here and there, and then there are some closet ones who masquerade as moderates. And there are a lot of phony conservatives who don't really believe it, but are doing it to keep their jobs. There are a lot of people who are super Trump supporters who I remember during the campaign would privately tell me they're terrified of this fascist, and now they love him.
So
all this goes on behind the scenes, but, the public radio sector, NPR, PRI, and all that, that's a large audience of radio, and they tend to be, I wouldn't say liberal, but relative to news talk radio, they are quite on the liberal end of the spectrum, mostly centrist to progressive. So it's not like that's chopped liver. That's real radio. I think public radio could learn a lot from news talk radio, and I think that news talk radio certainly could learn a lot from public radio.
I'll take Boston as an example. There are four talk radio stations here. Three of them make a dent, and one of them doesn't, and one of them happens to belong to the biggest radio company in the world, and they put all their own product on the station, but they don't get, they don't draw flies. In terms of the news talk station that used to be the biggest, it's overwhelmed by the two FM liberal talk stations that are PBS, the local public radio station, and a national public radio station, which brings me around to asking you, and I think this has happened to me, when people say to me, when I talk about the radio program I do, well, is it AM or FM? And they just show that they don't know anything about radio, and so I explain it's on both. But do you think the number of AM stations that are successful are mostly conservative, and the FM talk stations that are successful are mostly liberal? Is that yes or no?
If in fact you're counting public radio as in this, well then yes, because most public radio is on FM and most conservative commercial talk radio is on AM. So from that perspective, yes. However, conceptually in 2019, there really is no difference in terms of the inherent band and the people that are on it, that you could only have conservative on AM and you can only have liberal on FM. Conservative works on FM as well. People that are conservative news talk radio listeners will go to the AM dial specifically to hear Rush Limbaugh or to hear their favorite conservative host. But they would certainly go to the FM dial as well. There are more people and more, there's more understanding of the FM dial these days than the AM dial. If it weren't for news talk radio and sports talk radio, the AM dial would have died 20
yep.
years ago.
Dead, and then Kelsey's...
Right. So talk radio has saved the AM dial to this point. Mm-hmm. Now the changes out there are so overwhelming, we're no longer talking about, well, music sounds better on FM and talk sounds better on AM. That's an issue that is about 20 years old.
Yeah, I remember when we used to have, when talk was just getting started, there were music stations that tried talk at night. WBZ in Boston was a good example back in the 60s.
Yep.
They started doing a talk
show. That's how Larry King started.
Larry King started doing that down in Miami. I'm trying to remember the guy's name that started it. It was 1960, mid-60s maybe. And they had a talk show on BZ. It did very well. And the other stations around the country followed suit. They did some sports talk, but there was music in the daytime and then sports talk and then a real serious. And that was, it was a nice combination of things, and people tended to listen and stay with the station.
That was the day when radio dominated. You've got cable news talk television, you've got all these special channels. It's a different media environment. You got online broadcasting, you got Sirius XM satellite radio. A radio station today has a very difficult job if it wants to be the main place, all things to all people. We got our sports show at 6 p.m. We have our morning show. We have our housewife show. Remember the housewife time? They actually called it housewife time.
Housewife time, yeah.
Housewives were listening. You had a guy, hey, ladies, how are you? Here's Jerry Vale.
Right. That was Jim Runyon. You remember him?
No.
I love him. That was great, some great jocks that did that time of the day. Well, it's an issue of, is it news? Is it talk? There's only one station I can think of that blends that, and that's New Jersey 101. That's the only station I can think of that does.
And that's also because it's an FM station. It covers the entire state of New Jersey. New Jersey is a very peculiar geographic situation. It doesn't have a major city of its own, but it has two of the biggest cities in the country, but they're not its own. There's New York and Philly. That station gets into each of them. It comes out of Trenton. Jersey has all kinds of neuroses about itself in terms of inferiority complex. It's a funny thing, New Jersey, and that station just fits it like a glove.
Yep, interesting conversation. Michael Harrison, we get to the MH interview this week in a matter of moments. Check everything out. Whatever's going on in the world of talk radio, talk television, you can find it at talkers.com. Let me talk to you a bit about your health. May I? There's no question that all of our bodies need omega-3s. But the question does come up as to how to get it into your body. Is it fish oil that's better or krill oil? Some people say krill oil. I don't even know what krill oil is. Well, krill oil is a thicker, sort of maybe juicier fish oil, if I can put it that way. Nutritionists have been debating this for a long time. There is a new solution to satisfy everybody, whether you want fish oil or krill oil. How about we put them both together in the Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10 from Purity Products? I take it, and it really does the trick, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil, which is good for your heart, and krill oil, which is great for your joints. One small little pill. It's not like a horse pill. It's half the size of the usual pills that you take that have just one element of fishiness to them. So let's promote your cardiovascular health. Let's take care of your joints. Let's take care of your body. Let's take care of you. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle. You get it? By calling 800-355-1493. Free. You pay shipping and handling. To claim your free bottle, call 800-355-1493. You call now and you try it free. Pay $4.95 for shipping. Put it to the test in your life. 800-355-1493. Top 10 people, the list here is, it's always interesting. Some of these names you may or may not recognize as part of important stories. Number 10 on the countdown this week on the People list from Talkers Magazine, Nick Sandman. Number 9 is Jeff Bezos. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin. Number 8, Lara Logan, the reporter. Number 7, Bernie Sanders. Number 6, would he raise $4 million this week when he announced he was going to run? Jesse Smollett, sad sack. Man, that's a tough story. Number 5, Robert Mueller's number 4 on the list. Alexandria Cortez, what's her face? AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Nancy Pelosi is number 2 on the list, and number 1 is Donald Trump. That's the People list, the official list from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. One of the most exciting things about this time of year, maybe it's from the beginning of the year, is the power of making a healthy choice to lose weight. The collagen is what your body really needs, the protein that you need, and that's why Calitrin is so helpful.
Yes, sir. You know, this is a great time to really commit to yourself, and right now we have a huge special. It's perfect if you have over 20 pounds to lose, or maybe you want to split it with a friend. But when you buy a proven 90-day supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, when you buy a proven 90-day supply, you're going to get a 90-day supply absolutely free.
So give your body what it needs. Collagen, stop producing it when you're in your 20s, late 20s, early 30s, so you need to supplement. So Calitrin, lose the weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com, buy the 90-day supply, and then you get another 90 days free. Use the DJV code for the special deal at toploss.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour, so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
Talk Radio Countdown with the stories from Talkers Magazine, top 10, and we'll go through them if you like. At number 10, Sports Talk Radio, the NBA, the NCAA. What's going on as the Fruit Leagues get started? Major baseball games this weekend for the first time. It's spring training! Number 9, the Covington Catholic family suing Washington Post. Not going to get anywhere with that, but it's an interesting conversation. The breakup of Amazon and their relationship with York City. Number 8. Number 7, Pukin Putin threatens the U.S. Number 6, the continuing focus on the Catholic Church and all those abuse scandals. Number five, the Laura Logan journalism criticism story. Number four, Jesse Smollett. Number three, the Democratic hopefuls and all the money that's being raised by Bernie Sanders. Number two, the investigation. And number one, the border wall emergency. That's it. Top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine on the countdown. All right, so I want every week to give Michael a platform to talk about his platform. The MH interview, mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison interviews a pretty interesting talk radio personality who has an interesting background. You want to give us a little clue?
Larry O'Connor, who hosts a live show every day on KABC Los Angeles out of Washington, D.C., and as soon as that two-hour show is done, he does another show live at WMAL in Washington, D.C., so it is five straight hours, two on the West and three on the East Coast on News Talk Radio. He's a moderate, independent conservative, and he's a rising star in talk radio. He's not a kid. He's a middle-aged guy, very cool guy, nice guy, likable guy, who spent his early days as the general manager of the Schubert Theater in the Legitimate Theater in L.A. and then wound up sliding into talk radio by accident.
He's smooth. I would describe
very
him
smooth.
As being smooth. He reminds me, remember when I used to do, and this is not about anything other than just telling a story. When I was on KABC for 3.5 years, and I did that show, and then I was the guy, the voice. When everybody was gone, I was the filling guy, and then I did the 5 hours of this program, or the forerunner of this, of my Monday through Friday program, in the same studio. It was a lot of fun. That radio station has a great heritage, and hopefully Larry will add to that. So the conversation with Larry O'Connor is at the mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's move into a zone that isn't crazy. This is not craziness. This is the real deal. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor of law, expert on scams and identity theft. I got hacked this week. This is a quick lesson in how this works. I have a brand new credit card that I use. Came from Barclays Bank. And it's one of those American airlines, you get a lot of credit for using the card mileage and all that stuff. So I'm not like a lot of people, but this is a lesson I hope, Steve, that people hear. Go through your monthly statement. See what the charges are. I saw a charge on my last month's bill that was attributed to something called Ekthal, and it was $250. Something Ekthal, I don't know what the hell Ekthal is. So I went online to see what Ekthal was. Well, it seems that 70% of the people who are familiar with Ekthal have been scammed by them. Somehow they get your number, and they'll charge you a small enough amount, but the $250 that they snapped up for me was completely fraudulent. They have no business. They're listed as a Nevada corporation. Two guys run it, and they are both scum scammers. So but they canceled the card. When I called up and said, this isn't on my, this, I didn't do this. And they said, okay, we'll take it off, but you got to have a new card. So just for your purposes, because you're the expert nationally in this, it has happened. I've had 3 or 4 cards that have been compromised and have been replaced. But you got to wonder if how much it's I don't even know how to describe it. It's frustrating. It's scary, kind of. And yet these people get away with it. If you don't check your account, man, you're going to get screwed.
Yeah, and sometimes what they'll even do is they'll have small amounts that you hardly, even if you don't recognize it, it's a little thing, and they put it on as a monthly charge. Unfortunately, particularly, they've compromised the number, and so there really isn't any alternative other than to issue you a new card. I hope you file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission, because if these people haven't gotten into some serious problems yet, they should, and the FTC will investigate these matters.
Maybe I should have a good lawyer who specializes in this file. Maybe they'll get more attention if I have a special lawyer file that complaint at the Federal Trade Commission. Who knows?
Email me the particulars and I'll do stuff.
Oh, good. What a great idea. Thank you.
When did we come up with that?
I know it. Okay. Couple of legal things here. This Covington Catholic family suing the Washington Post, number 9 on their story list this week from Talkers Magazine. Are they going to get anywhere with this?
No. And, it's interesting. It's worth discussing how the story was reported, and the fact that there may have been some initial bias in some of the initial reporting, and actually even showing how videos can be somehow not as definitive as we would hope. But if you read the complaint, the complaint is very much a political statement, and it's looking to make this into more of a story than it is. The kid is not going to be able to sue for defamation. The amount the amount they're asking for, the $250 million, shows that they're not being serious about this. He's what's called a limited public figure. He isn't a politician or a public figure generally, but for these purposes of this one story, he is, so they'd have to prove malice on the part of the Washington Post. So it's not going to go anywhere, but it's another good example of how news stories can be misreported, and this is something we're seeing with the Jesse Smollett case.
I was going to ask you about the Jesse Smollett thing. What do you think that legal ramifications of that are?
Yeah, if indeed we're getting an accurate story now that he set this thing up, that's a serious crime. And he's facing some serious repercussions. He's also done some harm to people in the civil rights movement or people that have been abused for reasons of color.
Legitimate
but,
reasons, right.
They should throw the book at him.
Yeah. Well, I think he's the kind of, he and Roger, what's his face? Roger Stone have,
stalemates.
Well, I think they have issues, mental issues, if you will. All right, there's some expertise from our pal Stephen J. Wiseman. Don't forget the scamicide.com website, which is dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams. Scamicide.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
7254.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoster. Citing substantial progress in weekend talks between the two countries, President Trump is extending a deadline to escalate tariffs on Chinese imports.
President Trump had been signaling flexibility on the tariff deadline date. His Sunday announcement makes that news official. Financial analyst Hillary Kramer says that Wall Street should take this news in stride.
The expectation is that both parties are trying to come to terms, and sometimes it can take a few tries at the table and some extended deadlines.
Hillary Kramer edits the financial newsletter Game Changers in cooperation with Salem Media. Mr. Trump says that if the negotiations progress, he will meet with China's president at his Florida resort to finalize an agreement. George Bonzani reporting.
Early results from Moldova's parliamentary elections show no party secured a majority, a result that could leave the former Soviet republic in limbo between pro-Western and pro-Russia forces. If lawmakers fail to form a coalition 45 days after an election result, the president dissolves the legislature and calls for a new vote. A top House Democrat threatened Sunday to call special counsel Robert Mueller to Capitol Hill, subpoena documents, and sue the Trump administration if the full report on Mueller's Russia investigation is not made public. However, Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt told CBS's Face the Nation he doesn't think Democrats can force the attorney general to release the report.
The weight of the government here is very strong, and people need to think about that when they begin to demand, we need to know whatever you found out, whether it led anywhere or not.
Meanwhile, Representative Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said his committee would keep close watch on new Attorney General William Barr to see if he were to, quote, try to bury any part of the report. Schiff, a Democrat from California, pledged to take control if necessary. Mueller, meanwhile, is showing signs of wrapping it up. This is SRN News.
Here's the great selling point of Relief Factor. Well, actually, the greatest selling point is that it works for the great majority of people who use it. But the big selling factor is really this. You can get all the pain relief benefits of Relief Factor without the negative side effects of ibuprofen. A couple of years ago, with great sciatic pain, I would take ibuprofen a lot, and it helped, but the side effects were so awful after a while that I just had to discontinue use. But that's not the problem with Relief Factor. So that's huge. So if you've been using any form of ibuprofen, now you don't have to with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, check out the pricing, and please give it a try because pain is pretty awful. Or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com.
Mexican federal authorities, or auditors that is, say they have found $167 million in mismanagement and questionable expenses at a now-canceled project to build a new Mexico City airport.
President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has been criticized for canceling the $13 billion project, which was about half-built. López Obrador contends the project was unnecessary, mismanaged, and environmentally questionable. The federal auditor's office said, quote, there was no integrated plan for the project, which led to deficiencies and limitations. The office said only about $1.4 million of the misspent money had been recovered.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. corruption and mismanagement plagued many of the infrastructure projects started under López Obrador's predecessor, Enrique Peña Nieto. Birthday Sunday, actor-singer Dominic Chianese is 88. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The Trump administration is helping American farmers.
Even as U.S. and Chinese negotiators continue their efforts to resolve trade conflicts, the Agriculture Department has been taking steps to offset any impact the tariff battle might have on America's farmers. $7.7 billion has already been paid out.
Keith Peters reporting. At the box office over the weekend, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, made its debut at the top of the box office with some pretty heavy ticket sales, while last week's top film, Alita Battle Angel, dropped into second place, sliding 58% in ticket sales in its second week. Lego Movie 2 came in third, followed by the newly released Fighting With My Family, and Isn't It Romantic rounded out the top five. February 24, 1983, a congressional commission released a report condemning the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II as a grave injustice. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's Talk Radio Review Time. The charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of February 18th to the 22nd. Believe it or not, the last full week of the second month of 2019. Joining in the conversation, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, and Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington at Radio America. All right, let's get started. Jennifer is here, but she doesn't have the whole hour to spend with us, so she's usually pretty good at talking about the things going on in Washington because of her other job as the morning co-host on The Answer in Los Angeles. So, Jen, the declaration of an emergency on the border is number one this week, according to Talkers Magazine. Is it really, or are they just saying that?
Well, I think that's up to opinion. I believe that it is actually an emergency. I live in the state of California, and we see stories all the time. The immigration courts are backlogged despite the Trump administration's attempt to get judges to hear more cases. They're still 800,000 cases deep. And so that, I think, constitutes an emergency in and of itself, and that doesn't even take into account the human trafficking, the drugs that are coming across the border, both at legal and illegal points, ports of entry. So I think there is an argument to be made that there is an emergency going on, but Democrats and critics of the president are trying to fight this, even some people in his own party. And the big story, I think, for the next couple of days, maybe next couple of weeks, is will the Republican Party stick with Trump or will they split? The Democrats, led by Nancy Pelosi in the House, are putting together a bill to take away the president's authority to declare this national emergency, to kind of put an injunction in place. And if that goes through the House, which it most likely will with Democratic support, it'll go to the Senate. And that's where the trouble will begin, because Republicans will be put on record to either stand with the president and the national emergency or distance themselves, which could create a fracture once again in the Republican Party, which has seen itself healing over the last several years, last year and a half or so after the 2016 election. So that'll be something to watch over the next couple of weeks. And of course, 16 attorneys general also filed a lawsuit trying to do a legal injunction into the president's ability to declare this national emergency.
All right, one individual story about this woman who went to Syria or into the Middle East to join ISIS, who claims to be an American citizen. The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, says you can forget about coming back here. You aren't a citizen. You're not entitled to come back here. Hello, what have you been doing with the last few years of your life? So you can kiss your butt goodbye, lady. He's as far as America is concerned. And I don't think people, no matter what side they're on, find fault with this. Am I right? How do you find fault with it in the first place?
I think she was committed to ISIS. She married, I think, three different ISIS fighters. And now she said, well, I made a mistake. No, different times. And then one of them ultimately fathered a child with her. But I think now she says, I made the mistake, and now I was fighting terror on the wrong side. I want to come back.
Too bad.
I can't imagine how you let her come back.
Too bad.
You know, it's not like you declared allegiance to the wrong college football team. This is ISIS.
Well, and it's also the
there's no coming back.
The threats that she made and the tweets that she sent were just outrageous. I mean, she called for just bloody murder of a...
We now go live to Simpson Redhawks basketball with Connor Sutton.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Simpson Redhawks basketball at 9:10 here on a Sunday night. On what has been a strange start to the game that hasn't really happened yet, but right before the game was about to start at around 8 o'clock after the first game ran long in the CalPAC semifinals, the rim was ripped off on a dunk by Embry Riddle, so about an hour delay. They put two new rims on. Each team gets 5 minutes on each side to warm up. And now here at about 2.5 minutes before the game will finally get underway. It's probably not going to be around 9:15, maybe even later, before we get this one going. But the Redhawks come into this game as the number two seed in the CalPAC Conference at 17-10. Overall, they'll face Embry-Riddle, the number three seed. And the starting lineups will start for Embry-Riddle. They have Logan and Ryan Skirtle in the backcourt, both seniors out of Meridian, Idaho. The defensive player of the year in the CalPAC, Nick Johnson, who plays the bottom of their zone, also a very talented scorer, can get to the basket. Gilbert Ibarra out of Prescott Valley, Arizona. And then Calvin Carmichael down low for Eric Funderlevich, the coach for Embry-Riddle in his fourth season. Began the program for Embry-Riddle, and now in his fourth season, their first playoff berth here tonight. For Simpson, Jalen Cooper, Brandon Moss in the starting lineup, Aaron Berry, Blake Trent, and then Justin Nieto getting his first start of the year here in a game where basically he's talking to assistant coach James Jansen. He's in there to defend Nick Johnson. No Alex Andres, no, who's out with a knee injury, and John Manjohn, who hurt his ankle a couple weeks ago for the second time this season, might possibly not play tonight. Who knows? Maybe they will need him, but he's warming up now, but has been moving gingerly the last couple of weeks, so hopefully they can use the 6'8" center out of Spain here this evening. Well, again, a strange, strange game, and it hasn't even taken place yet. We're about ready for the tip-off. Embry-Riddle 15-13 on the year as a three-seed. Simpson 17-10. Both teams looking to get to the CalPAC Championships on Tuesday night as they will face Antelope Valley, who beat Benedictine Mesa in game one earlier tonight, which seems like forever ago, about 3 hours ago that game started. And despite Benedictine taking the lead early in the first half, Antelope Valley on a huge 40-13 run in the second half to take home the win. We will take one break. We'll be back with the first half of actual action here from Antelope Valley in Lancaster, California, the Pioneer Event Center, the host for tonight. We'll take a break. You're listening to Central Redhawks Basketball right here on KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
We are underway here in Lancaster. Embry-Riddle with the ball to start tonight's game as Logan Skirtle for Embry-Riddle looks inside to Calvin Carmichael, who turns around and fires. Shot is no good, and Aaron Berry with the rebound for Simpson. The Redhawks wearing their home white uniforms with the black lettering and numbering as Jalen Cooper now setting it up against a 2-3 zone. More of a matchup zone, really. Jalen Cooper on the far side now up top to Justin Nieto in his first start here this season. Aaron Berry off a pick to his right, and he knocks over Logan Skirtle, but now down low Brandon Moss out to Berry, a tough left angle three. It is no good. Rebound to Ryan Skirtle. Nothing, nothing our score here with a minute gone by here in the first half. Gilbert Ibarra throws to the right side now to Skirtle, gets it back, tough fadeaway off the side of the glass. No, Blake Trent with the rebound. Here comes Simpson in transition. They got numbers if they hurry. Berry hands it to Trent on the left angle. Puts on the floor twice. Looks down and over Brandon Moss. Single coverage. Moss faces up. Draws the contact. Goes to the reverse lane. It's no good. And the rebound comes to Calvin Carmichael. Ryan Skirtle now will bring it across for Embry-Riddle. Here attacks on the right side. Gets into the paint. Tries the reverse lane. Now, but he does swing it out to Logan Skirtle for three. This is no good. And the rebound is controlled by Brandon Moss. Minute and a half gone by. Cooper accelerates, gets into the rim, right hand finish is good. The first bucket of the night comes to Simpson senior guard, the all-conference second teamer. And it's 2-0. Here is Ryan Skirtle with it up top. Near the S of the Pioneers as a pass is deflected out of bounds by Jalen Cooper. And it will be Embry-Riddle basketball with 20 on the shot clock. Here is Skirtle, now to the right side, Ibarra, looking down low for Carmichael, finds him with his back to the basket. Now inside to Logan Skirtle for the finish, and it's 2-2. Little backdoor cut on an easy bucket for Embry-Riddle. And now here comes a little three-quarter court press. Jalen Cooper breaks it by himself, flips to Berry, who gets it right back to Cooper. And now Simpson will run against this 2-3 zone. Baseline now, Justin Nieto. Straight away, Blake Trent. Pump fakes. Now he's open for three. No, it rings in and out. No good. Rebound is controlled by Nick Johnson. Johnson feeds up to Skirtle now on the left side. Hesitates with the right hand to Ibarra to the baseline now on the near side to Nick Johnson. Johnson attacks left, goes right to the rack. He's fouled and the basket counts and a chance for one more at the free throw line. Nick Johnson, all-conference first teamer. And Johnson, the foul is going to be on Justin Nieto, his first. And I mentioned Nieto getting the start just to defend Johnson. Free throw is well short. It was a very flat free throw. 4-2 our score. Embry-Riddle with the lead here early on. Just under 3 minutes gone by from Lancaster, California, here in the CalPAC semifinal do or die contest this evening. Nieto to the left angle now to Aaron Berry. Berry now waits, comes off a pick, looks for the skip. He finds Cooper. Cooper one dribble, pump fake, now gets into Trent to the baseline. Berry, shot clock down to 7. Berry on the near side, down to 5. Looks inside to Brandon Moss, mishandles the catch. Steps back, hands to Cooper. Cooper with 1 second, pulls up from 17, knocks it down. Big bucket from Jalen Cooper with the shot clock winding down, able to tie the game at 4. Here with 16:45 remaining in the first half. Skirtle on the right side now to Gilbert Ibarra. Looks down low for Carmichael. Faces up on Brandon Moss. Michael now back out on the right side. Nick Johnson. Johnson, nice crossover. Gets in the paint. He is fouled. And will get to the free throw line. Good crossover there. And Justin Nieto just picked up his second personal. So Johnson, again, the all-conference defensive player of the year. His first free throw is good after missing the last one. 5-4, Embry-Riddle with the lead. They're going to leave Justin Nieto in there, I believe. Nope, JT Branch will come in here after the second, as it is good. So Branch will come in, and it will be for Justin Nieto. Branch and Moss will be the front court bunch. 6-4. 3.5 gone by in the opening half. Jalen Cooper now to the left side. JT Branch accelerates, pump fakes, turn around, little half hook, no good. A late whistle and a foul, and JT Branch will get to the free throw line. Got hit on the left arm, and it was a late whistle, waiting to see if the shot did go down. It's already the second foul on Calvin Carmichael. Check that, the first foul on Calvin Carmichael. As Branch will get to the line. First one is short. Embry-Riddle 2 of 5 to start. Simpson 2 of 5 to start. Second free throw is good for JT Branch, and it's 6-5. 1-for-2 at the line from Branch, who starting coming off the bench here late in conference. Simpson trails by 1. Embry-Riddle with the ball. Here's Logan Skirtle. On the right side, Nick Johnson. Johnson faces up on Branch. Much better matchup defensively for Simpson. Ryan Skirtle looks down to the right side. It's Johnson. 15 on the clock. Enters down low, Carmichael, and he goes up with left shoulder, offensive foul. And that's the second foul now on Carmichael. Turned that right shoulder, and he knocked over Brandon Moss, who was right there. And Carmichael's going to have to come out of this game. So that will bring in Joseph Jewell, the 6'8 senior out of Louisville, Kentucky. So Simpson trails by 1. With the big man for Embry-Riddle already out of this first half because of foul trouble. Cooper accelerates right to the rack. Right hand finish. Missed it. Tip is no good. It comes to Nick or Logan Skirtle. Right side. Now Nick Johnson. Johnson puts on the brakes across the midcourt. Now to Ryan Skirtle. Stutter step gets into the paint. Out to Logan Skirtle. Corner three on the way. No. Rebound comes to Jalen Cooper. Quickly feeds up the sideline. Aaron Berry. Berry inside. Moss. Moss left hand finish. No good. Or it was good and an offensive foul. Brandon Moss trying to find his way to the rack, but an offensive foul. Caden Herbert in now for Embry-Riddle as Ryan Skirtle will exit. Just the first foul on Brandon Moss, third team foul for Simpson. Low scoring game here to begin tonight. Probably have to imagine it's because the legs got a little bit cold and then had to heat up again. Down low, Joseph Jewell. Goes right at Brandon Moss. Creates the space. And a monster block by JT Branch. Oh, what a play. Cooper sets up Berry. Berry to the rack. Draws the contact. And another offensive foul. And that's the right call again. And Aaron Berry not happy with the call. But didn't argue too much as he went right to the rack. And a nice job by Ember Riddle stepping up and taking the charge. It's the first personal foul on Aaron Berry. 14 foul on Simpson. Now here comes Ember Riddle with a one-point advantage and the ball. It's Nick Johnson with it. Looks down low, finds Jewell. Single coverage with Brandon Moss on him. Looking for the backdoor cut. Now he goes to work. Little half hook over B. Moss is good for Joseph Jewell. The first bench points of the night. And it's 8-5. Simpson not doubling the post as they have most of the season. But it appears not afraid of the threat of the Ember Riddle big man. Brandon Moss throws it into the backcourt. It was deflected. And now the official on the near sideline said it was a backcourt violation, but the other two officials are saying it was deflected. So Simpson will get the ball. It'll get the ball on the baseline. They'll have to go the length of the floor with 16 on the shot clock. That's the right call. Good job by the scorer's table not resetting the shot clock there. Connor Verdugo into the game for the first time for Embry-Riddle. Already their third substitute. Cooper feeds to Aaron Berry. Berry attacks to the baseline. Blake Trent down low, B. Moss. Moss back to the basket. Pump fix. Goes up with the left hand. He was hit hard, but he was fading away. Shot is no good. And now here comes Embry-Riddle trying to extend their three-point lead here early on. Right side now, Herbert. Herbert now faces up, swings straight away to Verdugo, puts on the floor to Nick Johnson. 17-footer on the way. It's good. Nick Johnson with his second bucket, 10-5. Simpson trailing here early on. The big fella, John Manjohn, has come to the scores table for Simpson. Branch accelerates. Now to Aaron Berry, to Cooper on the left angle. Shot clock at 20, lots of time. Berry now makes the catch. His zone is sometimes so tough to score on consistently. Cooper, baseline drive, cut off, skip pass, it's deflected, turnover. Try to throw a chest pass through the middle of the key. That is tough to do. Verdugo now out to Logan Skirtle. On the far side, Johnson looks down low. He finds Jewell. Makes the catch. Skip pass. Verdugo cut off. Out to Nick Johnson with a pump fake. Johnson accelerates to the left hand. Steps back. Picks up his dribble. Swings out Logan Skirtle. Quick release for three. No. Rebound, Jalen Cooper. That shot goes down. We might have a timeout by Simpson. Berry now on the left angle for the Redhawks. 13:30 to go. B. Moss for three. This is no good. And Joseph Jewell with the rebound. Simpson struggling to get into their offensive sets against this zone, looking to try to create as much as they can, but have not been very successful here in the first 7 minutes. Here's Johnson with it for Embry-Riddle on the far side. Now down low, Joseph Jewell again goes to work on B. Moss. Little half hook is up and good. And 4 points now for Joseph Jewell, 12-5. Simpson has not scored in the last 3 minutes. 13 minutes to go, first half. Still a lot of time remaining. We know Simpson is a second-half team. Here's Jalen Cooper. Now on the right angle. They're trying to figure out this zone. Out to Trent. Now to Cooper, far side. Back door. Berry mishandles the catch, gets it back, draws the contact, hangs in the air. No whistle or a foul. Now the ball is deflected out of bounds off Branch, and it's Embry-Riddle ball. So it will be Embry-Riddle basketball. Tion Martin now is going to come into the game here. Right side, Logan Skirtle. Skirtle down low, Nick Johnson. Johnson fakes the spin move out on the right side, feeds to Herbert. Herbert cut off to Skirtle. Back to Johnson. Shot clock down to 15. Herbert to the rack. Hangs in the air. Missed it. Shot deflected. Jewell gets it back. It's blocked by Branch. Out of bounds. That's the second highlight block from JT Branch early on. 12:19 remaining here in the first half. We're a few moments away from immediate timeout. Herbert is going to put it in play with 10 on the shot clock here. Herbert now feeds into Joseph Jewell. Jewell looks backdoor. Finds Verdugo. Six on the clock. Corner three on the way from Herbert. No. Rebound tipped. It comes to Embry-Riddle. Fresh shot clock for the Eagles. Nick Johnson with it. Swings up top now to Herbert. The far side to Verdugo. Down low, Jewell. Jewell. And he gets it taken away. And now a steal for Tion Martin. Here comes Simpson now in transition. Cooper. Cooper. Right side. Feeds to Blake Trent. Trent. A triple on the way with a hand right in his face. No. Offensive rebound, JT Branch. New shot clock for Simpson. And Tion Martin will slow it down for the Redhawks. We'll have a timeout at the next whistle. Martin feeds left angle, Jalen Cooper. Cooper holding on the left angle, down low, Manjohn. Manjohn goes to work, out to Cooper. He'll try for three. No. And the rebound is controlled by Nick Johnson. Simpson just struggling offensively here to start 2 of 10 from the floor. A bad pass by Verdugo out of bounds. And that'll get us to our first timeout. 12-5 our score. Embry-Riddle with the early 7-point advantage. 12 minutes remaining here in the first half. You're listening to Simpson Redhawks basketball right here on KCNR 1460.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Simpson to start the game, struggling from the floor, 2 of 10. Embry-Riddle, 5 of 14. Both teams have yet to hit a triple. The rebound advantage, a slight favor of the Eagles here from Lancaster, California. Simpson will put it in play. Feed in now to Jalen Cooper, right back to Teon Martin. Martin crosses over, no feed. Press inside to Branch, almost taken away, but Simpson gets it back. Branch now throws it out up top to Jalen Cooper. Left angle now to Martin. Straight away, Trent, far side, Cooper. Down to 10, Martin out to Trent. Left angle, pump. To 8, 11 minutes to go, first half. Right angle, Nick Johnson with it for Embry-Riddle, out to Herbert. Herbert now puts it on the floor to the opposite side, to Ibarra. Down low to, trying to say who that is, Johnson's open from 16, no, rebound deflected, and Manjot comes away with it. Wasn't sure if they were going to play it tonight, and now Martin tries to throw a pass intended for Trent, and he overthrew him. But Manjot, ever since stepping on the floor, looks to be okay. Maybe not be at 100%, but sometimes adrenaline can do wonders. 12-8 our score. Right side now. They feed it up top to Johnson. The far side to Gilbert Ibarra. Waits. Now puts on the floor with the right hand. Gets into the paint. Out to Johnson. Stutter step to the corner. Ryan Skirtle. Skirtle cut off by Martin. Shot clock down to 13. Good defense here by Simpson. Down low. Trace Edmeyer. Single coverage. Skips back to the corner. Ryan Skirtle for three. Yes. Teon Martin went in to try and get a steal and left Ryan Skirtle wide open, and it's 15-8. Jalen Cooper to JT Branch. Branch inside, sets up Manjot, easy left-hand finish is good. And that's how Simpson's got to break that press if they want Embry-Riddle to come out of it. 15-10, under 10 minutes to play here in the first half. Ryan Skirtle feeds to the right angle, now to Nick Johnson, faces up, now goes to work. Sutter step pass is deflected, but it comes to Ryan Skirtle. 15 on the shot clock to Gilbert Ibarra on the far side. Edmeyer back to the basket. Reverse lay-in by Ibarra. Shot is missed. Rebound to Cooper. He's hit from behind, and a foul is going to be on Embry-Riddle. It will be on Trace Edmeyer. Just the third team foul on Embry-Riddle. Cooper went to grab the rebound and then somehow ended up on the floor as he did come away with it. 15-10, Embry-Riddle with the early lead. They play very tough defense against this 2-3. They don't allow a lot of easy lay-ins. Skip pass, turnover. And he just threw it away. Martin and Cooper struggling on the miscommunications. That's the fifth turnover by Simpson here in the first 11 minutes. Right side now to Logan Skirtle. Skirtle jabs right, feeds to Edmeyer, now hands to Ibarra. Ibarra, pick and pop. Inside, Edmeyer missed the lane, but he's fouled. And he'll get to the free throw line. So Trace Edmire will head to the free throw line, trying to extend the lead to 7. Zach Burns is going to come into the game for Simpson for the first time as the Redhawks trying to find some sort of offense here early on. 4 of 13 to start. Manjon out. Zach Burns in. And the problem with this ankle for Manjon is if he comes out and it stiffens up, that pain might come back to life a little bit. Free throw no good. Rebound loose. Trace Edmire has it for Embry-Riddle. Things going right for the Eagles in this first half. 16-10. Pick and pop. Down low. Edmire mishandles the catch. Now turns it back around. Left hand finish. He missed it. Might have been blocked by Branch. Here comes Cooper up the floor. Feeds near side. Now to Tion Martin. Back to Cooper. Out to Trent. Trent. Pump fake. Double. Skip pass. Martin. Pass fake again. And now Martin will hold it. Zach Burns on the baseline. Burns crossing over. Feeds to Cooper. Accelerates. Gets into the paint. Hangs in the air. Missed it. Branch offensive rebound. He puts it back up and in. 16-12. JT Branch might become the X Factor for Simpson tonight, doing the little things. He's been the rim protector, and he's been the guy to clean up the mess on the offensive end. Here's Ryan Skirtle. Straight away to Trace Edmire. Now to the right side, Caden Herbert. Herbert now holding, looking down low. Feeds to Ibarra straight away. Ibarra almost gets it taken away. Feeds down low. Edmire goes up with the left hand. He missed it. Again, good defense there by JT Branch. Near side, Cooper. Cooper accelerates. Out to Blake Trent. Feeds now. Trent drawing the contact. I don't know what just happened there as he tried to draw contact and it goes out of bounds. Eight seconds remaining. We'll have a timeout here shortly. John Manjon will quickly come back to the scorer's table. Skirtle, the right side now to Caden and Herbert. Herbert to Ibarra, 15-footer, no. Rebound to Trent. Timeout at the next whistle. Simpson trying to cut in the lead. Cooper, skip pass. Martin has Burns open in the baseline, but instead looks down low and he throws it away. And Tion Martin, who has led Simpson in turnovers this season, continues to struggle down low, and Trent has a steal. Bad passes for both teams, and Todd Franklin, who is very frustrated, is going to take a 30-second timeout. And it will extend to a full timeout. 16-12, our score with 7:35 remaining in the first half. Embry-Riddle with your lead here on KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Please join me for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton on Wednesday afternoons from 6 to 7 p.m. as we discuss all the latest sports news and possible betting options around the world of sports. I will also bring on some local sports experts to give us a taste on the life of college and prep sports athletes and coaches. So tune in Wednesdays at 6 to 7 p.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
16-12 out of the media timeout with 7:36 to go. A low-scoring game so far, something you probably could have predicted because of the delay with the rims being ripped off before warm-ups, and then the hour delay, 9:35 here at night. Simpson with the ball down 4. As the Redhawks trying to get something going offensively. Zach Burns to Tion Martin. Left angle now. Jalen Cooper. Cooper. Martin feeds to Burns. Left, right angle. 3 on the way. It pops out. Oh, my goodness. It ringed in and then hung on the front of the rim, but it does come out. Ryan Skirtle on the left side. Nick Johnson back to Skirtle. Dribble attack. Out to Logan Skirtle for 3. Yes. Logan Skirtle with the triple. 19-12 our score. Largest lead of the night for Embry-Riddle. Zach Burns with on the left angle. Burns now waiting. Springs up top now to Jalen Cooper. Martin now straight away. Cooper right angle. Dribble attack. Cut off. Out to Martin. Pass fake to Burns. Burns dribble attack on the baseline. Back out Martin. Good look at the left angle. Now gets inside. Draws the contact. Stepping back. Tough shot. No good. And the rebound comes to Nick Johnson. 19-12. 6:35 to go. First half. Here comes Ryan Skirtle across midcourt. Picked up by Martin. Feeds looking to Logan Skirtle, but to Ibarra. Ibarra on the baseline, and a foul is called on Blake Trent before the shot. It is the sixth team foul on Simpson. Just the first foul on Trent as Logan Skirtle quickly off a pick puts it up and in on the jumper. 21-12. And Simpson's poor offensive night so far has been deeply affecting them. They trail by nine. T.L. Martin left angle, thought about it to John Manjohn. Looks down low, out to Trent. Trent stutter step, doubled. Martin out to Jalen Cooper, right angle, triple on the way. Got it. Jalen Cooper for three, and that's a big bucket to end a three-minute scoring drought for Simpson, 21-15. Under six to go here in the first half. Ryan Skirtle feeds out to the left angle, Nick Johnson. Johnson stutter step, cut off by Cooper. Back out to Ryan Skirtle for three. Got it. And Ryan Skirtle, who doesn't score a whole lot of points, has six here early on. 24-15. Equals against their largest lead of the night. Tion Martin thought about it. Stutter step out to Zach Burns. He tries from downtown. This is no good. Burns now 0 of 2. Ryan Skirtle brings it across for Embry-Riddle. JT Branch, Aaron Berry will come in at the next whistle for Simpson. Skip pass. Now down low to Edmeyer. Dribble handoff to Johnson. Johnson cut off on the baseline. Almost gets it knocked away. Gets it back. Skips back out to Logan Skirtle. Right side. Ryan Skirtle again for three. No. Jalen Cooper can't come away with the rebound. It comes to Gilbert Ibarra, who lays it in. 26-15, an 11-point lead for Embry-Riddle. 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Trent in three-point range. Now to Zach Burns. Feeds to the baseline. Cooper. Down low, Manjohn. Single coverage. Goes to the rack. He is fouled on the... A foul on the catch before the shot. So Edmeyer just picked up his second. Joseph Jewell will come in for him. Remember, Calvin Carmichael out here in the first half because of the two fouls. Berry in, Branch in, Martin and Burns out. An 11-point game. Simpson has it here on the baseline. Cooper on the trigger. Cooper looks, Berry a little 15-footer on the right angle. It's no good. He is struggling to begin the night. And Ryan Skirtle now will walk it up for Embry-Riddle. They lead by 11. Skirtle feeds to the right angle, to Johnson. Now straight away to Logan Skirtle. Looks down low, Joseph Jewell, and a travel on the catch. And Ryan Skirtle can't believe the call. 4:30 remaining. That is the fifth turnover for Embry-Riddle. Cooper with Berry, Branch, Martin, and Manjohn, a team we saw them start with most of the year. Trent now to the far side, Jalen Cooper. Cooper, Berry, back to Cooper, right angle, stutter step, gets into the paint, no look pass, deflected, turnover. Here comes Ryan Skirtle in the other direction. Ibarra to the rack, finishes it with the right hand, it's good. 28-15, a 13-point lead for the Eagles. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Jalen Cooper now holding. 4 minutes remaining again. Is Blake Trent now at the left angle to Aaron Berry. Feeds Manjohn down low. Manjohn goes to work with the left hand. Tough shot, no. Good box out by Logan Skirtle. Rebound comes to Joseph Jewell. 13-point lead. Simpson just can't figure out this zone in this first half. Ryan Skirtle out to the right side. Nick Johnson. Johnson, the rack shot is blocked. It goes out of bounds off of Embry-Riddle. And a good defensive play there by Jalen Cooper. Brandon Moss out in for Manjohn. Is Simpson needing some sort of spark here offensively? They are 6 of 21 from the field at below 30%. Embry-Riddle up at 40%. Trent on the right side, struggling to get into the paint. Now he gets it back. A good look at three. They need this, and they get it. Back to 10. That was a huge shot from Trent. Trent has six here early on. Ryan Skirtle feeds to the right side. Logan Skirtle back to the basket. Johnson. Johnson going to work. Looks out. Ryan Skirtle stutter step. Logan for three. No. Good defense by Simpson. Down the other floor. JT Branch makes the catch. Goes up. He is fouled. It'll get to the free throw line. Branch will go to the line to cut the lead to single digits. First foul on Ryan Skirtle. It's the 15th foul on Embry-Riddle. Branch with a good closeout on Logan Skirtle on the three, and then broke out, and Simpson got him the ball with a chance to go to the rack. The first free throw pops out. No good. 28-18, 3 minutes to go. Gilbert Ibarra comes out for Embry-Riddle. Is Caden Herbert in? Branch the second one. This one is good, so it's back to nine. 3 minutes to go. This is a big 3 minute stretch for both teams. Simpson trying to cut into the lead more. Embry-Riddle would love to see it stretch out back above double digits. Ryan Skirtle with it. Comes across the timeline with the ball in his right hands. Now looks down low, throws it away. Great job by B. Moss fighting over, getting the steal. Simpson looking to cut into the lead. Barry. Barry attacks. Sets up Trent. Trent puts on the floor. Back to Barry. Barry with a three. On the way. Got it. Aaron Barry from downtown. The lead is cut to six. A 7-0 run for Simpson. 2:30 to go here in the first half. 28-22. Looking down low, Ryan Skirtle feeds to his brother Logan Skirtle. Down up top to Ryan on the far side to Nick Johnson. He threw it and it was tipped by Cooper out of bounds. 15 on the shot clock here. 2:21 to go. Connor Verdugo was going to come in. And now he won't. So Skirtle will be the trigger man on the baseline. Feeds into Jewel. Now out to Caden Herbert. Brings it out towards three-point range to Ryan Skirtle. Now to Nick Johnson. Shot clock at five. Logan, double, little half hook. Uses the glass beautifully and scores it. Logan Skirtle has 9 points to lead all scorers here early on. 30-22. Barry to Blake Trent. Jalen Cooper. Cooper faces up. Out to Barry again. Stutter step. Open for three. Air ball. Wanted a foul call. Didn't get it. Might have been partially blocked by Logan Skirtle. Here comes Ryan Skirtle bringing it up the floor. Under two to play here in the first half. Skirtle looks down low. Finds Jewel. Jewel looking to create space with BMOS on him. Goes to work. Over the left hand with a double team. It's good. Joseph Jewel. He's got 6 points to go along with 5 rebounds. And the lead is stretched back to 10. A 10-point advantage on a quick 4-0 run for Embry-Riddle. Left angle to Jalen Cooper. Skip pass out to Barry. Barry now pausing on the right angle. Back to Cooper. Cooper. Stutter step. Back to Barry. Shot clock at 10. Trent. He'll try for three. A deep three. No. Long rebound. It comes to Barry. Shot clock at 4. Trent's now open. Looks inside. B. Moss. Little floater at the horn. It's good. Great composure from Simpson with the shot clock winding down, cutting it back to 8. 32-24 under a minute remaining. About 30-second differential between the shot clock and the game clock. Skirtle looks down low. They feed it to Joseph Jewel again, who's had a nice first half. Going at Brandon Moss. Little half hook, missed it. Gets his own rebound, and then he lays it up and in. Moss tried to flop after taking the hit twice. Didn't get the call. 34-24. Under 40 seconds remaining here is a 10-second differential. Here's Blake Trent down low on to Jalen Cooper. Looks for the skip pass to Brandon Moss. Pulls up from 14. Air ball. Branch goes up. He is blocked from out of bounds. It's blocked, but evidently it's going to be Embry-Riddle ball. 23 seconds remaining. Connor Verdugo now comes in. Ten-point game. Verdugo on the far side now to Nick Johnson. Straight away, Logan Skirtle wide open for three. Good. And the lead is stretched to 13. Down to 7 seconds. Cooper, he'll try to answer for three. It's no good, and that's going to end as Johnson will try a shot at the horn. It hits off the ceiling, and that'll end the first half of basketball. Simpson struggling here in this first half, and Embry-Riddle started to pick it up late. 37-24, a 13-point game. We'll be back to talk about this first half of basketball here after the break. You're listening to Simpson Sports Network here on KCNR 1460 and 96.5 FM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Have brunch with Vintage and enjoy entrees like chicken and waffles with house-made rum syrup, sweet corn cakes, eggs benedict with crispy pancetta, a mimosa bar with a variety of juices and fresh fruit, and Bloody Marys. Every Sunday from 10 to 2. From appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years' experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays beginning January 5th at 11 a.m.
You get me every time.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Simpson down by 13 here at the intermission, 37-24, Embry-Riddle with the lead. And it's really been the case of this zone from Embry-Riddle giving Simpson fits offensively. Simpson just 31% in that first half, 9 of 29. They went 4 of 15 from 3. Yikes. Not a good start for Simpson. Still lots of time remaining, obviously. And we know the Redhawks are a second-half team, so they have that to look forward to. For Embry-Riddle, 15 of 33 for the first half, 45%. They heated up really in the second 10 minutes of the half. And they're 4 of 10 from downtown. Leading scorers, there's only one player in double figures. That's Logan Skirtle. 5 of 9 from the field, 2 of 6 from beyond the arc with a rebound. Has 12 points in 18 minutes. Simpson has had Blake Trent and Jalen Cooper on the floor for all 20 minutes in that first half. Cooper with 7 points, 5 rebounds and assists, and a blocked shot for Simpson. Trent has 6. Aaron Berry has 3. Manjon has 2. Branch with 4. But other than that, Simpson truly hasn't gotten much help offensively. It seems like nobody can get the lid off the basketball hoop. But who knows? It might have due to that new rim. There's a bunch of factors that could come into play. The problem is Simpson still has to find a way to try and win this game. They're down 13. And against the zone, they started to try different sets where they set cutters in different directions, trying to get a guard to the middle of the floor to split that 2-3. And they started to find a little more holes, but just couldn't get easy buckets. So we'll see if Simpson can make any adjustments down the stretch here in this second half. We know Todd Franklin and company very good at their second half adjustments. So we'll see if the Redhawks decide to stay with the group they ended with. Is John Manjon played in that first half. I thought played relatively well. It didn't look like he was favoring his ankle a whole lot, so we might see more of them in this second half. And Simpson out early here out of the half to try and get some shots up before the second half gets underway. We'll take a break. We'll come back, talk about what adjustments Simpson might make as we get ready for the second half of basketball here in Lancaster, California. You're listening to Central Redhawks Basketball on KCNR 1460.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy.
to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Another wild family event is coming to the Cascade Theater March 13th on the trail of big cats. Follow photographer Steve Winter around the world as he searches for rare and dangerous tigers, leopards, and other giant cats. He'll share his images on the big screen along with terrifying and lighthearted stories of his adventures. Plus, Turtle Bay will be on hand with some wild surprises of their own. March 13th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Down 13 with a second half of basketball remaining. It's going to come down to Simpson getting defensive stops and getting out in transition. If they can get easy looks, I wouldn't be surprised if they put on a press in this second half. They've talked about it all week. Will they press? Will they not? And mainly just to get some easy buckets against this Embry-Riddle team that doesn't handle pressure all that well. So that might be in the second half adjustment we see. But again, it's Simpson getting easy looks in transition has got to be the key. And then finding a way to beat that zone, whether it goes high-low, seems like it's a little too guard heavy. And instead of getting the ball to the wings, try to get the ball down low into the short corner and then work from there. Let the defense rotate, get the defense moving, and then get open looks. Simpson again in this first half, not very good from three. They're 4-15. 26%. Jalen Cooper hit one, Aaron Berry hit one, and Blake Trennis hit two for Simpson. But the Redhawks just trying to find a way to get a win tonight. They're going to have to come back from being down 13 in this first half. The keys coming into the game for Simpson was really just to execute offensively, but the delay before the game, the first game ending late, then another delay. You're shooting on a different rim than when you shot around earlier today. There's a lot of factors going into a poor shooting night. And it, who knows, it might just be the side of the rim with the new rim. So now going the other direction, we'll see if Simpson can use the easier rim to shoot on, if you will, to their advantage in this second half. Simpson will most likely start with a new group. It looks like it's going to be Teon Martin, Blake Trent, Jalen Cooper, Aaron Berry, and JT Branch. Cooper and Branch were probably the best Redhawks in that first half. Branch had a couple of really nice blocks down low as Simpson just trying to get some sort of shots going, get some of those to go down as they're still out warming up as we are just about ready for the second half of basketball. Here in Lancaster, California, the winner will play Tuesday. They will face number one seed Alamo Valley at 7:30, and the loser will end their season. So a lot on the line here in this second half of basketball. 37-24. We'll see if Simpson can make a comeback here in this second half. They'll start with the basketball. Cooper and Barry talking here out near midcourt, trying to discuss how to beat this zone. And it's something Simpson's struggling to figure out in that first half. Let's see what adjustments they've made in the halftime discussions. Simpson will be moving to our right to begin this second half. And Riddle to our left here with 20 minutes of basketball remaining. Barry puts it in play to Tion Martin, and Simpson will try and get into this game here quickly. Martin feeds to Jayla Cooper. Cooper a little floater. He's blocked. Carmichael with the ball. It comes to Ibarra. Not a good start for Simpson. Ibarra now skips up top. Logan Skirtle left open to Ryan Skirtle on the right angle. Looks down low for Johnson. Now he does feed to Johnson out up top. Skirtle baseline drive. Sets up to the corner. Logan Skirtle for three. Pops out. Simpson benefits from a miss there. Barry. Excels, gets right to the rack, left hand finish is good. What a tough bucket that was. And a 1 point, or 11 point game, 37-26. Nice move from Barry going right to the rack. 11 point game. Straight away, Logan Skirtle, skip pass in the left angle. Now to Nick Johnson on the baseline. Johnson looking for Ibarra. Johnson, ball in his right hand, feeds the bar on the baseline. One dribble pull up from 15, short rebound to Trent. Blake Trent with his third rebound of the night. Barry accelerates, gets to the rack, draws the contact, no, and Skirtle with the rebound. Barry frustrated with the no call there, probably the right no call. Ryan Skirtle across midcourt, inside to Johnson, up and under, lays it in. 39-26. Minute and a half gone by here in the second half. Simpson going to a smaller group to start this second half. Barry inside Cooper. Cooper a little up and under. Back out Martin. Martin right inside. Right hand finish is good. What a pretty move that was. Keeping the ball in his right hand. And the freshman point guard cuts the lead back to 11. Simpson needs a stop here. They need a number of them here in this second half. Ryan Skirtle faces to Logan Skirtle on the right elbow. Out to Ibarra. Quickly moving it now down low to Carmichael, who lays it in. No help side defense down low, and Carmichael, who was on the bench with two fouls most of that first half, has his first bucket of the evening. Aaron Barry, 41-28. Cooper right inside, draws the contact. Again, no foul. Cooper can't believe the no whistle there. Turned toward the official, barking for the foul. 41-28. Logan Skirtle looks down low. Lob pass, Carmichael, double. It's no good. Simpson gets a break. Here comes Barry now to Tion Martin. Martin feeds back to Barry in three-point range. Barry looking to isolate. Now back to Martin. Trent, right angle. Triple on the way. Pops out. Goodness. Simpson struggling still from three-point range. Johnson across the timeline. Now feeds up top Ryan Skirtle. Skirtle now to Ibarra. Stutter step. Pulls up from 15. Knocks it down. 43-28, largest lead of the night. I think there might have been a travel there. That's what Todd Wrangland was trying to get the call. 3 minutes gone by here in the second half. Aaron Barry, now to Tion Martin. Martin now holding, looking to create to Aaron Barry on the left angle. Barry crosses over, gets inside, gets it stripped, gets it back, goes up with the right hand, falling away. He missed it. Simpson just can't get anything going here offensively, continuing to struggle from the field. 43-28. Left angle now, Logan Skirtle. Looks inside. He finds Johnson, who lays it in. 45-28. Largest lead of the night. I'm not sure what the whistle was blowing for there. Check that. 44-28, a 16-point game. 45-28. I was right. 17. Scoreboard was just a little bit off. Inside to Branch. No foul. He goes up and now is fouled. How was he not fouled on the first one? Branch was above him. Branch will get to the free throw line to shoot a pair, and Todd Wrangland very upset that there wasn't a foul on the first one. So now the Eagles bench comes up onto their feet after the block, and now they are being told to sit down by the officials. 45-28. Mike Hayward, assistant coach, talking to Tion Martin. And now there's Ember Riddle kind of delaying these free throws here. Now it does come to Branch, who will finally get a chance to shoot the two. First one is good. Justin Nieto will come in for Branch, I believe. Check that. That's Manjon. Second one is good, 45-30. It's a 15-point game, still 16 minutes to go. Lots of time remaining. Ryan Skirtle brings it across for Embry-Riddle, picked up by Teon Martin. Feeds to the right side to Logan Skirtle, the baseline, Johnson. Johnson holding, now out to Ibarra. Ibarra hold, looks inside, Ryan Skirtle gets inside to Carmichael, easy two-hand flush. 47-30. Here comes Jalen Cooper across midcourt. 17-point game. Simpson got to get something going offensively. Again, still a lot of time remaining. Cooper. Cooper now holding to Berry. Simpson trying to get some ball movement out to Cooper. Cooper attacks baseline, hangs in the air, throws out Trent. Here's best look at three at the night. It's no good. Manjon offensive rebound. Almost gets tripped in a foul. Foul is on Ryan Skirtle. His second foul of the game. Simpson will have it on the baseline with a fresh shot clock. Martin will put it in play. Martin now holding. Looks in now to Jalen Cooper, makes the catch. Cooper attacks, back to Martin. Pump fakes on the baseline, step back, out to Cooper. Left angle to Berry. Shot clock at 20, plenty of time. Cooper, Martin, right angle, triple on the way. Got it! Big bucket from Teon Martin, who's got 5 points. And it's now a 14-point game. Simpson's got to get a stop and a couple more buckets. 14-point game. Backdoor feed. Ibarra up and under. Left hand. Missed it. Rebound Carmichael. Out to Johnson. Out to Ryan Skirtle. His stutter step. Pump fake. Gets into the paint. Out to Johnson for three. No. Rebound comes to Aaron Berry. 5 minutes gone by. Second half. Berry accelerates. Now puts on the brakes across midcourt. Out to Trent. Trent for three. It's good. And it's back to 11. A deep three from Blake Trent, who now has 9 points, all of which coming from beyond the arc. Simpson trying to fight their way back. Down 11, under 15 to play here in the second half. Down low, Calvin Carmichael. Pass fake, now looks to go to work. Little hesitation back to the corner to Skirtle for three. This is no good. Offensive rebound. Martin didn't box out the shooter. And now Embry-Riddle has a second chance. That's a killer on the offensive glass right there. Ryan Skirtle, pump fakes, out to Ibarra for three. Got it. 50-36, and that'll take the place of the media timeout. We'll take a break. 14-point game, 14 minutes to go in the second half. You're listening to Simpson Redhawks basketball on KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
14-point game, 50-36. Just over 14 minutes remaining in the second half. Simpson ball here out of the timeout. Redhawks' field goal percentage has now come back up above 32%. Embry-Riddle at 45%. They've just been shooting it just a tad better, and that's one of the reasons why they're up 14. They also have 16 assists. They've been moving the ball well, a couple of key offensive rebounds. And now Teon Martin will put it in play to Jalen Cooper. Simpson staying with the same five they ended the first couple of minutes with. Martin on the right angle for Simpson against the 2-3 zone. Baseline down to Jalen Cooper. Out to Martin, to Blake Trent, to John Manjon. Manjon to the baseline. Aaron Berry, shot clock down to 15. Cooper accelerates, gets it poked away, hangs in the air, and he lays it in. Pretty move from the long limb, Jalen Cooper, 50-38. Under 14 to go in the second half. Here is Caden Herbert. Oh, and he travels. Tried to enter it down low and slid that back foot. An easy whistle and a turnover. It's the seventh turnover for Embry-Riddle. Jalen Cooper will bring it out across midcourt near the Pioneers logo here in Lancaster in the Pioneer Event Center. Teon Martin, far side to Blake Trent, pump fakes, puts it on the ground. He's doubled, now out to Aaron Berry. Berry back to Trent. Trent to Manjohn. Manjohn, pass fake, little half hook. What a move, but he missed it. And the rebound comes to Logan Skirtle. Again, a good look for Simpson, just unable to get it to go. Skirtle, left angle, now to Nick Johnson. Johnson now wait inside Ibarra. Good look at three. No rebound tip. And a foul's going to be on Cooper. Wow. So the foul is going to be on Jalen Cooper. So the new shot clock for Embry-Riddle is they'll have it on the baseline. 13:18 to go. Inbound to Logan Skirtle. On the far side to Johnson. Johnson. Herbert to Skirtle, near side Ibarra. Holding now to Johnson. Shot clock at 18. Down low to Joseph Jewell. Pump fake goes up. He's fouled. It'll get to the free throw line. Probably a good foul there as Joseph Jewell got hit in that right eye. He'll gingerly walk to the free throw line here with 13 minutes remaining. It's the second foul on John Manjohn. Jewell, not a great free throw shooter, below 65%. Joseph Jewell, first free throw is good. Jewell brought a nice spark off the bench in that first half for Embry-Riddle, and here in the second half doing a little bit of the same. Second free throw is short, and the rebound tipped. It comes to Manjohn. Here comes Simpson now in transition a little bit. Cooper accelerates, gets to the rack, hangs in the air, lays it in, and a foul, and a chance for one more at the free throw line. The senior guard for Simpson accelerating, getting right inside, drawing the contact, the whistle, and getting the bucket. A chance to cut it to 10 with 13 minutes remaining. Don't count these Redhawks out just yet here, folks. Free throw from Cooper is good, and it's a 10-point game. Hanging around. 51-41. Ball comes into Gilbert Ibarra. Swings to the left angle to Nick Johnson. Johnson puts it on the floor with the right hand. Now to Logan Skirtle. Down low to Joseph Jewell. Back to the basket. Now he faces up on Manjohn. Backdoor feed. Johnson lays it in. Pretty feed from Jewell. And that is the 18th assist from Embry-Riddle. 53-41. Martin to Jalen Cooper. Cooper looks down low trying to find Manjohn. But instead swings to Berry. Blake Trent now in three-point range. Into Cooper. Double. Martin splits the double team, throws to the corner, and it's a turnover. Pass was deflected, and Martin trying to do too much there. Johnson to the rack, lays it in. 55-41. A couple big turnovers, and Simpson really struggling. And now Simpson's going to call a timeout. 30-second timeout. And Simpson trying to find a way to get a stop against this Embry-Riddle team. 45% from the field for Embry-Riddle. Simpson has hit seven less field goals in this game. Two players in double figures for Embry-Riddle and Logan Skirtle and Nick Johnson. And Simpson does not have a score in double figures yet. Five rebound advantage for Embry-Riddle so far on the glass and plus +8 in the assist column. There's a big difference there. Embry-Riddle's got a lot easier looks than the Redhawks inside. And plus, the Redhawks been trying to thread the needle too many times. I'm unable to do so. Also, a plus +20 points in the paint advantage for Embry-Riddle. A couple of things that are jumping out on the stat sheet here is Aaron Berry will put it in play for Simpson. Zach Burns just came in with 12 minutes remaining here in the second half. Zach Burns. Deep three-point range. Burns out to Berry now. Right back to Burns on the left angle. Looking down low. Shot clock at 12. Cooper now. Hooper, pass fake, out to Burns. Burns, jabs left, goes right. Back to Berry. 6 seconds. Berry hangs in the air. He's fouled and somehow gets it to go. Oh, he contorted his body around the defender. And it's 55-43 and a chance for one more at the free throw line. The foul is on Joseph Jewell. Manjon out, Branch in. 12-point game, trying to cut it to 11. Simpson made it 10 a few moments ago. Berry cleanly hits the free throw, 11-point game. 11-point game. Here's Caden Herbert. Swings up top. Now to the right side. Jalen Cooper has a steal. One-on-one break. Cooper to the rack. He is fouled hard to the ground. And Cooper will get to the free throw line. And now they're going to talk about it and see if they should make this a common foul or possibly a flagrant. And now all the teams are going to be sent to their bench. And they're going to call an intentional foul. Because it was at the neck is what they're saying. That's a quick, easy flagrant slash intentional. So Simpson might get a huge break here in this second half as they will get two shots and the basketball. So Cooper will get to the free throw line. As you hear my counterpart play-by-play announcer disagreeing with the call. So Cooper will shoot two free throws. And Simpson will also get the ball back. First free throw is good. It's a 10-point game. This might be a huge difference maker. And head coach for Embry-Riddle, Eric Funnelwich, is talking about it at midcourt. Very unhappy with the call. Both free throws good. The lead has been cut back to 9. Simpson will have the ball again after the intentional foul. Foul is on Gilbert Ibarra. Simpson will have it on the baseline. A bucket here could be huge. Inbound. Feeds to JT Branch. Branch out to Trent. Deep right angle 3. This is short. Oh, that would have been a huge shot for Simpson. Still a 9-point game. That one looked straight on right in front of us. Ryan Skirtle, the right side, Nick Johnson looking down low. Again, looking for the lob. Jewell comes away with it, and now it's loose. And a foul is called on Simpson. The ball was never made connection. That was on Blake Trent, unhappy with the whistle. Second foul on Trent, so Embry-Riddle will have him on the baseline with 20 on the shot clock here as Ryan Skirtle will put it in play. Looking for Nick Johnson, throws to the baseline out of Verdugo. Verdugo to Nick Johnson straight away. Johnson not a talented outside shooter. Now a lob pass. Now Trent almost has a steal as they do a nice job of getting that lob pass. 55-46. 13 on the shot clock. Good defense there by Simpson. Really starting to ramp up in intensity here in this second half. Inbound to the baseline, Nick Johnson. Now to Verdugo on the right side. Feeds out to Herbert. Left side, now to Skirtle. Skirtle, dribble attack, gets in the paint. Shorter floater is good. What a bucket there from Ryan Skirtle. 57-46. Blake Trent on the right angle. Trent looks inside. Zach Burns. Burns back out to Trent. A three on the way from Trent is good. Misses one a moment ago, but he doesn't miss again. And Blake Trent has 10 now for Simpson. 57-49. Verdugo on the far side now to Caden Herbert. Looking down low to Jewell. Looking to go to work on Branch. Here comes the double. And the three. And the pass is taken in. It comes to Johnson. Johnson goes up and lays it in over JT Branch. What an outstanding finish that was. Branch on the baseline. Gets it knocked away. Puts it on the floor. Goes up. And he lays it in. Back and forth we go here in the second half. There's still 10 minutes of basketball remaining. 59-51. Here's Ryan Skirtle with it. Left angle now to Nick Johnson for Embry-Riddle to Caden Herbert. And a loose ball foul. It's going to be on Aaron Berry. Berry trying to fight through the screen. And actually not a bad foul as there was going to be a wide open three attempt for Dugo. 8-point game. Herbert now puts it into Verdugo. with Aaron Berry on him. Simpson really not going much into their bench, hardly at all tonight. Ryan Skirtle now, far side, looking out, nowhere to go. Now we'll look in for Nick Johnson. Johnson doubled, back out. Here's Ryan Skirtle, a contested three. No, rebound of Jalen Cooper. Here comes Simpson on the break. Cooper accelerating. Branch, Burns. Burns gets into the paint, out to Berry. Berry, a left angle triple on the way. Nothing but the bottom of the net. And all of a sudden, it's a five-point game. Simpson is trailed by as much as 17 in this second half. 9:30 remaining. Down low, Carmichael doubled out to the baseline. Skirtle cut off and a blocking foul on JT Branch, and that's the right call. Branch was sliding over, trying to step in front, but was still moving. And Logan Skirtle will return. It's just the second foul on Branch. No real foul trouble for any player on either team. As this game has gotten close here in the last few minutes, we knew it was going to happen. And Simpson still fighting their way back. Verdugo, an open three. No. Rebound, JT Branch. Simpson can make it a one-possession game. Aaron Berry on the far side puts it on the floor. Euro steps to the basket right inside, lays it in. In a three-point game, 59-56. Still 9 minutes to go. Simpson has made the run in a hurry. Skirtle on the far side, Logan Skirtle. The bench coming to life for Simpson. Verdugo off a pick. They switch it. Picked up by Trent. Shot clock at 15. Verdugo, right-hand drive. Gets into the paint. Lay it in. No good. Zach Burns with a rebound. Simpson can tie with a three. Burns out to Cooper on the left angle. Cooper attacks. Little floater off the glass. No tip. No. It comes to Carmichael. Looking for a little too much contact there from Cooper. And now Ryan Skirtle will slow it down for Embry-Riddle. This is almost identical to what we saw in the game earlier tonight. Carmichael back to the basket. Turnaround. Lay in. Good. And a timeout taken by Embry-Riddle. So a five-point game, 61-56, a full timeout. Boy, do we have a doozy here down the stretch. Still 8.5 remaining in a five-point game. You're listening to Simpson Redhawks basketball here on KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Please join me for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton on Wednesday afternoons from 6 to 7 p.m. as we discuss all the latest sports news and possible betting options around the world of sports. I will also bring on some local sports experts to give us a taste on the life of college and prep sports athletes and coaches. So tune in Wednesdays at 6 to 7 p.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
61-56, 8:30 to go in the second half, and Simpson has found themselves right in this game with a nice second half run. Jalen Cooper now leads Simpson in scoring with 14. Trent has 12. Branch with 8. Berry with 8 for Simpson. And all of a sudden, the Redhawks are starting to come to life offensively. Shooting just under 40%. Teon Martin in, Berry in, Cooper and Trent to go along with JT Branch. Simpson running a different offense now, trying to confuse the defense here. Shot clock at 15. Cooper looks inside. Now a skip pass out to Berry. Berry makes the catch. Looks to Branch. Down to the baseline. Branch goes up, hangs in the air, and a foul. And get to the line. Branch was up above Nick Johnson. He got hit on the arm. And JT Branch will get back to the free throw line, where he is 4 of 6 here this evening. Branch, 8 points, 6 rebounds so far tonight on 2 of 3 from the floor. Berry has 13 points, by the way, not 8. The live stats updated. First one is good from Branch. 5 for 7. It's a 4-point game. Branch now awaiting number 2. It is good. 3-point game. 61-58, 8 minutes to go. Ryan Skirtle with it for Ember Riddle. Feeds to Logan Skirtle. Now on the baseline, Nick Johnson, far side of the floor. Looking inside for Ibarra. Out to Logan Skirtle. Faces the skip pass now to Ryan on the left angle. Looking down low, they're trying to find Carmichael, but can't. Johnson, Logan Skirtle, catch and fire for three. No, long rebound. It comes to Ember Riddle. Long shots equals long rebound. Simpson was down low, and now Cooper comes away with the foul as he was trying to deny the entry pass. Teon Martin there should have been there for the rebound. I'm not sure where he was. If he would have just turned around where he closed out on the shooter, he would have had an easy rebound. Inbound, Logan Skirtle going to work. Up fix, swings it out. Nick Johnson a look for three. No rebound. Branch comes away with it. Here comes JT Branch up the floor. He just went over the top of Carmichael to get the board. Simpson can tie it with a triple. Cooper, left angle, Barry, baseline, Branch, skip pass, Trent, pump fakes. He'll try for three, and it's deflected, and it comes to Gilbert Ibarra. It looked like he wanted to get a foul call. Should have shot the first one. Branch tries to come with his steal, but can't. Now to Carmichael. Carmichael, pump fake to Johnson. Johnson out to Logan Skirtle. Baseline, 15-footer is short. Branch, it comes out of bounds. It's Simpson ball. And Simpson catching a break there defensively. Branch was out of placement after going for a steal. 61-58. 7 minutes to go in a three-point game. Simpson trailed by 17 in this very half. Teon Martin, the left angle. Martin now holding. Up top now to Blake Trent. Jalen Cooper faces up. Barry, right angle three for the tie. It's good. And a foul. And a chance to take the lead with a four-point play opportunity. Oh, my goodness. 61-61. Barry can give Simpson their first lead since 2-0 at the line. So Barry now will shoot the free throws. He has come to life and now has 15 points for Simpson. The free throw is good. Simpson has the lead, 62-61. They're trying to figure out who the foul was on. It was on Ryan Skirtle on the closeout. Simpson has come back from being down 17 to take the lead here in this second half. Wow, still a lot of time remaining, though. 7 minutes to play. Ryan Skirtle with it. Left angle to Nick Johnson. Johnson straight away to Ibarra. Stutter step, gets into the paint, out to the baseline. Ryan Skirtle for three. It's good. Big bucket from Ryan Skirtle. It's 64-62. Ryan Skirtle's got 11. Cooper accelerates inside Brandon Moss. Moss is fouled by Carmichael. He'll get to the line. And a chance to tie it here at the free throw line. And all of a sudden, this has turned into a fantastic basketball game. So Brandon Moss will shoot a pair. The senior out of Stockton fighting to play another night. First free throw is good. Simpson, 9 of 11 from the line. Second free throw coming for Brandon Moss. Trying to tie it back at 64. 6:30 to go. Jalen Cooper still hasn't gotten a break. Neither has Blake Trent. I don't know if they're going to. Probably not. The second free throw is good. We're back even at 64. 6:30 remaining here in the second half. This might be one of the funnest games of the year so far. Down low, Jewel, pump fake, doubled, drawing contact, creating space, fading away, missed it. Cooper with the rebound. Here comes Simpson up the near side of the floor. Aaron Barry. Barry accelerates, gets to the paint, and he is fouled, and he'll get to the line, and that looked like it hurt. And he hit the deck hard. Looks like he is okay. An easy foul call there as Barry was hit hard on his way to the rack. And he'll get to the line to shoot two. So Barry a chance to give Simpson the lead yet again where he did that a moment ago with a four-point play. Barry all of a sudden has 17 points to lead all scorers. The foul is on Joseph Jewell. Barry taking a second. So Barry will shoot a pair for Simpson. Free throw is no good. It pops out. First miss in the second half from Simpson at the line. They were 11 of 11. So Second one is good. So Simpson does have the lead at 65-64. 6 minutes remaining. Ryan Skirtle with it on the right side. Dribble handoff out to Ibarra. Far side looks down low to Joseph Jewell. Jewell's doubled out to Ibarra. Pass fake out to Johnson. Johnson now. Simpson does a nice job recovering. Johnson, Logan Skirtle looks down low for Jewell. It's deflected out of bounds. It'll remain Ember-Riddle ball. Good job by B. Moss on the far side going over. 11 on the shot clock. Ryan Skirtle will put it in play for Ember-Riddle. Both teams fighting for their playoff lives and a chance to get to the conference championship. Nick Johnson down to 8 on the clock. Straight away, Logan Skirtle, 6 seconds. Ibarra down to 5, creating Ibarra. Tough shot on the run. No. Offensive rebound. Nope. Barry comes away with it. He throws out of bounds off of Joseph Jewell. What a play. Great hustle from Aaron Barry. And he dismembers one of the CalPAC championship signs. Not a care in the world from Barry on that play. It is 10:30 at night. He's playing like he just woke up. And he might have. 65-64. 5:30 to play. Barry now has 18 points. He has woke up in this second half. Barry looking inside now out to Blake Trent near the midcourt logo to Jalen Cooper. Cooper looking into Teon Martin. Martin pass fakes to Trent. Now to Barry, who's had the hot hand. Trent from way downtown. Got it! Are you kidding me? Nearly a 30-footer. And a no hesitation, Simpson has their largest lead of the night. 68-64. Skirtle down low to Jewell. Here comes the double. Looks for the skip pass. Ibarra with a hand in his face. He missed it. Blake Trent with the rebound. Ember-Riddle starting to cool off here in this second half. Simpson looking to extend their lead. They're up by 4. 68-64. Cooper now. Left angle, Barry. Barry for 3! No! A little bit of a heat check there, but you can't argue with it. Nick Johnson now to Ryan Skirtle. 4:30 remaining. Who can execute better down the stretch here in a great contest on a late on a Sunday night? Ibarra on the baseline. Swings up now to Ryan Skirtle, surveying the floor with Martin on him. Shot clock down to 13. Goes to the opposite side of the floor to Logan Skirtle. Thought about it. 3-point range. Left angle to Johnson. Johnson. Crossover dribble with a shimmy step and a whistle and a foul on Jalen Cooper on the reach-in. That is the 7th team foul on Simpson. So that will put Nick Johnson at the line to shoot the 1-1. 9 fouls on Ember-Riddle. 7 now on Simpson. The 3rd foul on Jalen Cooper. So a 1-1 for Nick Johnson and a huge, huge free throws here. First one, he hit every part of the rim and backboard, but it does go in. Goodness. 68-65. 4:17 remaining. Second one is good. 68-66, 2-point game. 4:15 to go. We're on the edge of our seat here in Lancaster, California, on a Sunday night. Aaron Barry with it straight away. Trent right angle. Thought about it. Inside Cooper. Steps back. Left open. Lob pass to Barry. Barry looking to create. Cooper pass fake on the baseline. Gets inside. Out to Teon Martin. A triple on the way. No! Rebound to Logan Skirtle. 68-66. Under 4 to play. Good look there for Martin. Just can't get it. Looking down low for Carmichael. Skips up top now to Johnson. Johnson holding. Feeds Ibarra. 15 on the shot clock for Ember-Riddle. Ryan Skirtle, who's had a hot hand this evening. Passes deflected. Martin almost saves out of bounds. And now he leaps through that CalPAC banner and literally splitting it in two. 68-66. Shot clock at 11. Caden Herbert will come in. The Redhawks are just flying all over the place here in this second half. And kind of dismembering what a nice job Antelope Valley has done of cleaning and making this gym look like a true CalPAC championship venue. 68-66. Ryan Skirtle appears that he got hit in the left eye as he's going to come out. Now there's blood on the floor. Or there's blood on Aaron Barry's hand. 3:30 to go. Barry's going to come over. Athletic trainer Michael Neal gets the call to come over and clean that up. So with 3:30 to go, 4 timeouts for Simpson, 4 timeouts for Ember-Riddle. I imagine most of these are going to be used. 3:35 remaining. Simpson in this second half, they've outscored Embry-Riddle 44-29. They only scored 24 in the first half. Just a tale of two halves, literally, for Simpson. Aaron Berry has 15, Trent with 15, Cooper with 14. Those are your leading scorers for Simpson, and they also have JT Branch with 10. It's those four carrying most of the load here so far tonight. Simpson now at 41%, 10 of 25 from beyond the arc at 40%, and they're 14 of 17 from the line. The rebounding total is back even at 34. Still 21 assists for Embry-Riddle, just 12 for Simpson. The points in the paint still greatly favor Embry-Riddle, but that's what a zone is designed to do. So Berry still with blood on his shorts. He's going to have to switch shorts with another player here. Lots of blood on that left side of his uniform. They're having to clean blood off the floor on the far side. And this is an extremely important moment in this game, as Simpson trailed by as much as 17 in this second half and have just rolled their way back into the game. They're going to let him play with the blood on his shorts. I'm shocked by that. So there's still even more. They got to clean it all up. They have to put that a little bit of formula to wipe the blood up to make sure it is, in fact, clean. 68-66, 3:35 to go with four timeouts remaining. Neither team taking a timeout here. I'm kind of shocked by that, but kind of almost both playing a little bit of chess here down the stretch. And the Redhawks got to be very happy with the way they played in this second half after truly one of the worst first halves they've played all year long. They found their way back and now lead by two with 3:35 remaining, and Simpson now will finally get to set up their defense. 11 on the shot clock for Embry-Riddle. 3:35 remaining. Logan Skirtle will have it on the baseline. Calvin Carmichael and Brandon Moss going toe-to-toe down low. Carmichael now out to Ibarra. Here comes a corner screen to Logan Skirtle. Puts on the floor twice. Out to a three from Herbert. No rebound. Cooper comes away with it. Big rebound from Cooper, who's got eight boards tonight. Simpson trying to extend their lead. They're up by two. Martin getting big minutes here down the stretch. Martin feeds far side. Jalen Cooper. Cooper now holds back to Tion Martin. Back to Cooper. Cooper accelerates. Flips down low to Berry. Shot clock at 11. Trent. Pass fake. Inside Cooper. Sets up Moss. Moss hangs in the air. It's blocked by Carmichael. What a play. Frankly, wanted a foul call. Didn't get it. Moss has got to use his right hand there. Far side now to Gilbert Ibarra. A chance to tie it with a two or take the lead with a three. Looking down low to Johnson. Now he goes to the three-point line on the baseline. Johnson holding out to Herbert to Logan Skirtle. Left angle to Ibarra. Looking down low, Carmichael. It's deflected and a foul. And that will get Calvin Carmichael to the line to shoot the one-and-one. 68-66. Branch is going to come in. B-Moss out with under three to play. Good minutes here from B-Moss, bringing some energy for Simpson. Second foul on Moss, eighth team foul. So Carmichael will shoot the one-and-one. 68-66. Big first free throw. It is clean for the big fella. Cuts it to a one-point game, 68-67. Carmichael trying to tie it here. Under three to play. Second one is good, 68-68. 2:42 to go. Aaron Berry on the far side. This is what CalPAC championship basketball looks like. Blake Trent, inside Berry, pass fake, baseline, Branch, out to the right angle, Berry accelerates, gets to the rack, up and under, he's fouled, it'll get to the line. Berry is taking a beating this evening. Is the foul on Carmichael? It is. It's his fourth personal foul, and Berry will shoot two to give Simpson the lead. Four fouls for Carmichael, and they're going to have to leave him in, I would imagine, here, with just 2:30 to go. Berry looking for points, number 19 and 20 here at the stripe, and looking to give Simpson the lead, more importantly. First one, no good. Off to the left. Simpson 14 of 18 from the stripe this evening. Still pretty good numbers, but these ones become just a little bit more important. Second one, also no good. 0 of 2 on that trip at the line. Backbreaking misses there. 2:20 to go in the second half. Simpson playing to keep their season alive here on the left angle now. Herbert, right angle, 17 to go. Inside Johnson, doubled. Back out to Herbert, puts on the floor, lob pass inside Carmichael, reverse lay and missed it. Rebound comes to Martin. Oh, a jimmy, and he couldn't put it in. 2 minutes to go, and Martin just threw it away. Martin trying to advance the floor to Barry in one of the biggest possessions of the night, and he just turns it over. Barry had turned his head the other direction. 68-68. Ryan Skirtle with it. Simpson just gave it away on that last possession. Ibarra down low. Johnson dunks it. Oh, and it popped out. Oh, the ball went in and then popped out. 68-68. The basket doesn't count. In a timeout called by Todd Franklin, the dunk nearly went in, but he ripped the ball down so hard the ball popped out. A full timeout for Simpson. Eric Fundelwich wanted a basket interference that it went down, but it has to go all the way through. The whole ball has to go through the rim for it to be a basket. And Simpson will take a timeout. We'll take a break. We're tied at 68, 1:44 to go in the second half here on Simpson Sports Network.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
...68-68, 1:44 to go here in the second half. Barry, Martin, Trent, Cooper, and Branch. Barry on the right angle, holding for Simpson, looking to give them the lead. Cooper inside, skip pass out to Trent. Baseline out of Martin. He'll try for three. No! Tip, it comes to Skirtle. Martin with a good look, just can't get it to go. 1:30 remaining. 68-68. Ryan Skirtle, left angle now to Johnson, looking down low, wanting to get it to Carmichael. They're not going to give it to him. Johnson, now holding, crossover, gets into the paint, hangs in the air, foul, and will get to the line. So Nick Johnson will shoot a pair. The nice crossover dribble getting into the paint, and then the reverse lane. Johnson will shoot a pair to give Embry-Riddle the lead. He's got 18 points, 9 rebounds. Still two timeouts left for Simpson. 4 for Embry-Riddle. The first free throw is good. So Embry-Riddle takes the lead, 69-68. 1:13 to go. Second one, also good, 70-68. 1:13 to go. Tion Martin, Barry, Trent, Cooper, Branch for Simpson. Need a bucket here. Barry, near side. Looking into the paint, trying to find Cooper, now can't. Cooper pops back out, top of the key. Cooper, right side, Aaron Barry, creating space. Martin, inside, five sets up, Branch, 2-hand flush. We're back tied at 70. And now time came off the clock. Ryan Skirtle was knocked to the ground after the dunk by Branch, who just turned up the floor. ...70-70. Thought they were going to put more time on the clock, but it doesn't look like. It looked like Skirtle just stopped because there was fluid on the floor. Here we go. 70-70. 21-second differential between the shot clock and the game clock. Skirtle feeds the left angle down to Nick Johnson. Johnson off the pick to his right. Stutter step down low to Carmichael. Doubled. Back to Johnson. Open left angle. Three. No. Tip by a bar is good. Timeout. Called by Embry-Riddle at a big bucket there. Still 35 seconds remaining. 72-70. A full timeout. We'll take a break. Simpson will try and draw something up and figure out how to get the basketball into the paint and tie this game or even take the lead with a three. 35 seconds to go. You'll be back here on Simpson Sports Network.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
70-70, 35.5 inning in the second half. Simpson with the ball. They can tie it with a two or take the lead with a three. Same group. We're staying with Teon Martin, Blake Trent, JT Branch, Jalen Cooper, and Aaron Berry. They let it roll, and Cooper brings it across for Simpson. Right side to Teon Martin, straight away to Jalen Cooper. Cooper out to Trent for three in the lead. Short. Rebound comes to Carmichael. Here they come. Almost a steal. Now up the floor. 20 seconds. They have to foul. They'll foul Logan Skirtle, and he'll get to the line with still 17 seconds remaining. So Johnson will shoot two. Still 17 seconds left, lots of time. Still lots of timeouts left for Simpson. Todd Franklin's going to take one now. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll stay here. They're going to talk about what they can draw up here in this second half out of the free throws to get a good look at three. The good news is Simpson can get a good look at three when Embry-Riddle's in that zone pretty much any time they want. It might not be Blake Trent, but Berry, Cooper, and Martin have all passed up on good looks from three. So that's not the issue. The issue is just trying to get the shot to go down. But Simpson in this second half shooting it much better from behind the arc. And so hopefully you'll hope for a miss here from Logan Skirtle. And then if not, you got to score quickly and foul again. 17.7 remaining as Logan Skirtle will step to the free throw line. Skirtle tonight, 12 points, 5 rebounds. Embry-Riddle this evening, 10 of 13 from the floor, with a couple of key free throws up and coming here for the senior guard out of Meridian, Idaho. The first one is good, 73-70. Still lots of time left. Skirtle, second one, pops out, rebound a Branch. Three-point game. Berry looking to create out to Teon Martin. Martin accelerating. He'll try for three in the tie. No. Cooper tip is good. Clock stops at 6.6. Timeout Simpson. A one-point game with 6.6 seconds remaining. Still lots of time left. The Redhawks, remember, will have a timeout after. It's a 30-second timeout. They will have a timeout even after they foul Embry-Riddle. But this is a spot where Simpson, with their length, might have a possibility to get a steal here and maybe even win it. 6.6 seconds remaining. Embry-Riddle just needs to inbound the basketball and make their free throws. 6 seconds is a lot of time. The one thing you don't want to let happen is to have too much time tick off the clock. See what Embry-Riddle decides to draw up here. Zach Burns is going to come in for Simpson. For Blake Trent, who's going to get his first breather of the night. Oh, I lied. Burns isn't going to come in. Two timeouts from Simpson. 6.6 seconds remaining. It's been an unbelievable comeback for the Redhawks. And now they're down one with 6.6 to go. And another timeout taken by Todd Franklin. So a timeout called, and then what they do is they're going to take a timeout to see what Embarillo was going to draw up. And now some substitutions are going to be made. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take a break. 73-72. The chess is being played by the head coaches with 6.6 remaining. We'll be back here on KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM.
Live flamenco on stage with Savannah Fuentes, Pedro Cortez, and Jose Marino. Friday, March 15th at 8 p.m. at Reading School of the Arts. Tickets can be purchased at brownpapertickets.com or by calling Reading School of the Arts. Live flamenco is filled with passion and excitement, exquisite dancing, and masterful guitar playing. It is an experience you'll never forget. Preferred seats at the edge of the dance floor are available, so go to brownpapertickets.com or call Reading School of the Arts. Enjoy live flamenco with Savannah Fuentes, Friday, March 15th at Reading School of the Arts.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
6 seconds, 6.6. Simpson is out of timeouts. At least it shows on the scoreboard. Herbert will be the trigger man and see if the Redhawks can get a steal here. Inbound. They throw to Ryan Skirtle. He's doubled and fouled. They hit him pretty hard. And Ryan Skirtle will get to the free throw line for Embry-Riddle. He makes both. Is only 1.1 ticked off. So Ryan Skirtle will shoot a pair. And then Simpson, who's out of timeouts, will have an opportunity to come down to the other end and either tie it with a three, depending on what happens here at the line for Ryan Skirtle. Embry-Riddle's not even going to go in and rebound. At least, nope, now Nick Johnson will. 73-72, Embry-Riddle with a one-point lead. Skirtle, first one, good. 74-72. Blake Trent in, the sharpshooter. We'll see if Embry-Riddle decides to foul quickly. 74-72. It looked like they were saying do not foul. Second one from Skirtle is good. 75-72. Timeout Embry-Riddle. And I think now they're going to talk about it. Do you foul? Do you not? They're going to talk about it. And we'll see what decision they come up with. If you're Embry-Riddle, there's 5.5 left. Fouling here wouldn't be the worst thing in the world because you know for sure you're going to send Simpson to the line to shoot two, and then the time will have to tick off for you to foul them, and then Simpson will have to foul, and then by all that time ticking off the clock, they have to get a shot off again. So traditionally, I think this is the spot Embry-Riddle's got to foul here. But it doesn't look like it. Looking over in the bench, Ryan Skirtle made the attention that they're not going to foul. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen, but he was putting his arms up as if they didn't want to. So we'll see. 5.5 seconds remaining. Embry-Riddle still has two timeouts left. We might see them use another one here. But the play is being drawn up by Simpson. I am shocked Embry-Riddle here, though, because it allows the Redhawks to... quite sure why. Well, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Embry-Riddle's on a full-court press, I would imagine. 5.5 seconds remaining. 72. Here, Burn Cooper, Blake Trent, and Martin all come. The scores, or the, comes Simpson. Burns is going to inbound it to Jalen and let it roll. Cooper now picks it up. Time starts. Cooper, accelerate to Trent. Trent to Martin. Second, Thorne, no good. And the Eagles will win it, and they'll move on to the CalPAC Championship. Simpson was down 17, came back to take the lead in the second half. But fall short, 75-72. We'll take a break and talk a little bit about this one and a heartbreaking loss for the Red Hawks here tonight here on Simpson Sports Network.
Ready to make more money, break more of your life's goals? With free tuition, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future. And Shasta College is committed to an affordable, accessible higher education that opens. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time more. Shasta College graduates is saving more lives and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, program will cover your entire tuition. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Vintage Pub Town Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. Five featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese. Vintage Public House now offers 60 brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, or check out their website, VintageReading.com, located at the corner of Market and Sacramento Skate Theater.
Hi. This is Connor Sutton. Please join me for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton on Wednesday afternoons from 6 to 7 p.m. as we discuss all the latest and possible betting options around the world of sports. I will also have sports experts to give us a taste on the life of college and athletes and coaches. So tune in Wednesdays at 10 for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR Shasta Reading.
72 is your final. Simpson is eliminated here in the CalPAC semifinals against Embers. Outscored Embry-Riddle by 10 in the second half. They trailed by 17 to take the lead, but it was not enough as Embry-Riddle executed down the stretch and had the ability to score in the last couple of minutes where the Redhawks were not able to. Kalen Cooper, Aaron Berry, John, and Brandon Moss finished their career here in Austin. Berry led the way, 18 points, 6 to 13 shooting. JT Branch, 12 points. 3 of 4 to go along with 6 and 8.